The place is here. The time is now.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Will Thomas.
I don't know.
I forgot what we were talking about.
You know, I'm sick of the DJs on this show just making small talk for half an hour, right?
It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity.
Well, did you know that night, like, I accidentally left one of the juices in the freezer and it was, like, frozen?
What?
It's gonna be really exciting! Really, really exciting!
It is an area that might be called...
Ben and Vince.
Yes, I'm Vince.
I'm Ben.
Cool.
Today.
Welcome back to the show, Ben.
I got a new catchphrase. It's ... today.
And do you have to say all the dots out loud?
That's, there's different catchphrases for different kinds of moods. So, depending on how many dots, you know, the context calls for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what's going on with you?
Well, we're off to a fantastic start here. Really full of excitement. But I think that this is a very special episode of the Ben and Vince Show because it's the 100th episode.
Wow.
Is that true? I'm just going off what you told me. I didn't do any preparation or
it's really unprofessional. Anyway, we are now officially 10% of the way to our goal of how many episodes we wanted to do when we first started this podcast.
Yeah, I definitely remember having a goal and not just doing it because Eric Heisen told us to.
Was it him? Well, I mean, he made us, but I don't know if someone else, you know, suggested it. I thought it was definitely like kind of one of those like things that had to happen, you know, just from the universe.
I don't know much about the universe.
I mean, do you know anything about the universe?
No. I've literally never heard that word until now.
Oh, wow. Okay. Do you know about like your house?
Yeah.
All right. So think about like the next level up from that.
Like my upstairs neighbors?
No, not literally up. I mean like in terms of scope.
Oh. So like locker rooms, is that big enough?
Not bigger than your house. And dude, I don't want that kind of talk on our podcast.
Maybe we should invite him on.
Oh, that guy, yeah, okay. Yeah, maybe.
Oh, the locker room. I just get it. I got it. I got
that's
it.
Fine.
Now.
That's fine.
We could have that other guy on. No, we're not Jimmy Fallon. This isn't Saturday Night Live.
Right. Yeah. This is way better than Saturday Night Live. Yeah. Well. We were talking about the universe. But that's fine. You don't have to know anything about that.
So, speaking of Eric Heisen, are we going to buy the server from him, or how does that work?
Eric Heisen appears to be putting our domain up for sale. Well, not the domain.
We already have that. That's why
we locked that in. That's, you know, that's under my control.
Sorry for the listeners. This is some behind the scenes technical.
This is part of the 100th episode spectacular. This is, people want to hear about this.
Okay. Yeah, so I don't really understand how any of this works. I mean, I know it's like a series of tubes or whatever.
Well, there's, as far as I understand, there's some ones and some zeros, and some of those are in one place and others are in another place, and then you hear me talking to you in your ear. So I think we just need to... I think Eric Heisen just wants to get rid of some of those ones and some of the zeros.
Okay. But, so, I mean, like, can't we just host it on AWS?
Yeah, probably.
But, like, for free, though.
Yeah, probably.
All right, works for me.
But we do run the risk of, you know, if some of us are fired from our... day jobs, then, you know, that might be inaccessible.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm not planning to get fired from anything anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, no one plans to get fired, but, you know, sometimes your performance review comes as a shock at the end of the year.
Well, it is the end of the year.
That's when you know you have a good manager.
Right.
But, well, I think we should also, as part of this episode, yeah, I think it's cool for people to see, you know, how it happens, you know? It's like, take a step back. I also think we should do a retrospective of just the influence that we've had over the past 9 years?
Yeah.
9.5 years? Yeah. Things are way worse than they were 9.5 years ago. So,
I mean,
maybe we should stop.
That's definitely all our fault, right?
Yeah. It's, don't you feel like, satire and just like making fun of things is like, it kind of, like it should just be over.
Wait, is that what we've been doing? Satire?
Yeah.
I thought it was just fake news.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So when I first heard the term fake news, I was like, "You mean like The Onion?" And yeah.
That's what people, you know, if you post something from The Onion on your Facebook, somebody's going to be like, "This isn't real. This is fake news."
Oh man. Yeah, this is what I'm saying. Things are way worse.
Some things are better.
You mean like special effects?
I feel like special effects are the same.
From 2007?
I don't know. Give me an example of a movie from 2007.
Yeah, that's a great question.
No Country for Old Men?
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of one that like had some special effects.
That movie didn't even have a soundtrack.
Is that true?
Yeah, dude, this is like the fifth time we've brought that up.
Is that true also? I mean, geez, we even have a soundtrack.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, 2007. Well, if you think about Star Wars Episode 3, that was 2005.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was, like, way in the past, though.
Yeah, true.
I'm talking about 2007.
All right, let's think about, like, what was the
What about Norbit? Movie? When did that come out?
I think that might have been 2008.
Oh, well, I've never seen it anyway. I don't know why you're laughing. I've never seen it.
Yeah, that's been a long-held position that you've had, I think. Yeah, that did win the Oscar, right? No, it was nominated.
Oh, The Aviator? That had pretty good special effects.
Dude, they win everything. Don't even bring that up. That was no good. But no, like, okay, WALL-E was 2008.
Yeah, great movie.
Yeah. But the year before, Pixar, I don't even know if they put one out. So that's how bad special effects were back then.
When did Puss in Boots come out?
Might have been right around there, yeah.
I haven't seen that either.
Sure. When did Men in Black 3 come out?
I didn't know there was a Men in Black 3.
Yeah, there was, I think.
Yeah, no, I knew it. I knew about it. I remember.
Do you feel like the Benevent show is following the trend of some of these things where it's like they do a sequel like 14 years later?
No, we started that trend.
Yeah, okay, right. Great point. The sequel that like not that many people seem to be asking for.
Right.
Yeah. And it's kind of like maybe it's, you know, pretty close to as good as it was, but it's just like so much later that like what's the point?
Yeah.
And like it doesn't make sense anymore that it's still happening. Like right. If it had just continued on from where it was, then okay, but since it didn't, yeah. Yeah, like did you watch the new Gilmore Girls?
No. Yeah. But I did hear what happens at the end.
You mean the very end?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was stupid. That was pretty stupid.
Wait, I think why was it stupid?
Well, it just didn't. I mean, it was just like, what was the point?
I don't know what it was specifically. I just know that what it was, that it was about something.
Let's try to be as vague as possible to avoid spoilers. yeah,
like I don't know, like. Who was doing something, or whether it was something that, like, or like when that thing happened or was going to happen. I also don't really know anything about the show, except that they're always at Luke's diner.
Yeah. Oh,
I recently learned. I mean, I knew that before probably because I saw.
Yeah.
Episodes of it when it was on the first time.
Sure. But you forgot.
Yeah, but then I went to a liquor store called Luke's.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, I just went to Luke's. And everyone was like, oh, Luke's Diner? What? It's like an idiot because I know what they're talking about.
Well, I mean, I think that's kind of a stretch. I'm kind of with you on this one.
Well, apparently there was a thing where, like, you could go to Luke's Diner.
Oh, for real?
It's like when they made all the 7-Elevens into Cookie Mart or whatever.
Yeah. That's, okay, there's a movie from 2007.
Oh, that movie had great special effects.
Was that right?
That was not 2007, was it?
Pretty sure it was.
I thought it was, like, 2006. 2005.
I'm feeling pretty confident. 2005. It was, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Well, whatever. Good movie.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
There hasn't been Friends reunion yet.
That's a great point.
That's the one everyone wants to see.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Do you want to see it?
Yeah, no. I don't really care about Friends, but I still want to see it.
You do still want to see it?
Yeah. Well, in my mind, our show is kind of like a Friends reunion.
So you're like kind of like the Monica / Joey / Phoebe, and I'm kind of like the Chandler / Ross / what's her name, Rachel.
Yes, correct. I'm all of the cool ones.
Yeah. Damn it! How did I? Shit. This is insubordination. Yeah, well, another thing about the Gilmore Girls one, they only played the theme song at the very end.
So maybe that's what you're... theme song. I guess you had to have it. Did they not play the whole thing or something?
Yeah, they actually only played like 20 seconds.
They stopped it prematurely?
Yeah, they did. And, you know, that was one of the things that people really liked about that show.
Yeah, I guess back in those days, all shows had a theme song.
I would say most shows still.
Nowadays, well, you watch a show, it's like...
Yeah, maybe like a 5-second
They just throw
one.
Up a title card, and it's like...
Yeah.
Dong.
Yeah.
Right. You know, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are the ones Amanda likes.
Yeah. Like, which one, what are you talking about?
The one where there's, like, no title sequence?
She's, like, that's one of the things she likes about a TV show, is if it doesn't have a title sequence.
Yeah.
Movies, you know, movies don't do it either so much, you know?
Oh, yeah, I remember the first time. That was, like, around 2007, 2005, when they started doing that, where, like, you would watch the whole movie, and then they would show the title.
That was a great joke.
Oh, longest opening title sequence ever.
Don't say it like that. You made that joke.
Yeah, in 2007. Or yeah. 5 or whatever.
It was a good joke. Yeah, maybe like Batman Begins or something like that. Did that.
Yeah, I feel like superhero movies did it a lot for some reason.
Yeah, but actually, but if you go back to... I mean, like, yeah, leaving out the title completely, that, you know, that you share, that's a thing now. But if you go back to, like, you know, like 2000, movies had, like, super long credit sequences at the beginning.
Oh, God, yeah. It's because they figured out that was, like, when the, like, CGI graphics were, like, first becoming good.
Yeah.
They were like, we can make 10 minutes of, like, people's names zooming through Spider-Man's web.
Exactly. Yeah. Executive produced by, costume designer. It's like, man, I barely care about this after I've seen the movie.
Yeah. But you're just like, wow, this is so cool.
Yeah, music by Danny Elfman. Oh, yeah, no kidding. But, yeah, so that's probably for the best. But I do like seeing the title of the movie, you know, before 180 minutes of the way through.
Yeah. The part of it's like 10 minutes in or something, or maybe more.
You're saying that's like pretty long, but not like...
Well, the whole movie's pretty long.
Yeah.
And I feel like the first time you watch it, it seems a lot longer. But like... Yeah. A lot happens, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Jack Nicholson has his whole monologue, and then, like, you know, that's interspersed with all these other scenes, and then, like, Matt Damon's a little kid, and then he's an adult, and then he's in the police academy, and then he's, like, graduating from the police academy, he's talking to Jack Nicholson, and he's, like, getting interviewed by, what's his name? Martin Sheen and Mark Wahlberg. He has his little interview, and then Leonardo DiCaprio is getting interviewed, and like it's getting all contentious, and then he goes to jail.
This is all before the credits.
Yeah, there's no credits. It's just the title.
Sure, fine. Yeah,
and they show the title while he's in jail.
Jeez, I mean, I remember all these events, but.
So, like, a lot of stuff happens in that movie, and a lot of the stuff that happens is before the title.
So, there you go. You know, take a cue from that.
What point in the movie do you think the title comes up in Patriot's Day?
Oh, jeez. I was just talking to somebody about this. Isn't it like a little too soon making a movie about this?
Yeah, especially considering that like they had to start making it like 2 years ago.
Right. No, it doesn't take that long. I'd say like 1 year ago. But yeah, like
there was a whole thing where they wanted to film this scene where like, you know, the Sarnaevs get into this like gunfight with the cops, and they wanted to film it on the street where it actually happened.
Oh God.
And you know, all these people are like that was actually a really traumatic event. I have like bullet holes in my house and
they're like perfect. We don't even have to do props.
It just looks so bad.
I haven't even watched the trailer.
Oh my God. It's worse than you think it is.
Okay, yeah. I mean I think it's pretty bad even just from the
No, but it's worse than that.
Okay, yeah. And, like, of course it's Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
There was no other way. Oh, I think we have a guest. Never mind.
All right.
I'm talking about, you know, at the hotel that I'm starting.
Wait, you're starting a hotel?
Yeah, it's going to be great. Okay, moving on. No, I want to finish what we were discussing here about.
I had a question, and I asked this on Twitter, but nobody responded. So
okay,
but do you remember when we met Diego's cousin, and he was wearing a shirt made out of towels?
No.
No.
Is this a New Year's thing?
No, it was just like, you know, we met him at like the, you know, he came to the movies with us or something. And he was wearing like a polo shirt, but it was made out of like towel material.
No.
Why am I the only one that remembers this?
This is fake news.
Oh my God.
This is not acceptable.
You're gaslighting me.
Okay, but seriously, that didn't happen.
Okay, well, if you have. Okay. If any of the listeners remember that happening, it's 862-234-0491.
That number again, I don't remember it.
God, 862-234-0491.
Okay, now I remember it.
Wait, let me see if we have a... No, we don't have any calls. Just checking the phone lines, no one's calling. Cool. Well, if you want to call, it's 862-234-0491. Yeah.
I'm sure someone's picking up their phone right now and dialing, so.
Maybe you should.
Yeah, there's like a light on the phone that keeps blinking, so I think it means that somebody's calling, but it's just like the, you know, I'm like, you know, powered on light, which is kind of confusing.
Well, they look, you know, I can't tell the difference between the colors or whatever, so.
Yeah, I don't even know if it would be a different color. It's just like this red blinking light. So anyway, I also watched the trailer for the next, I'll use its official name, The Fate of the Furious.
Oh, hell yeah.
That movie, that looks ridiculous.
It looks fantastic.
I don't think Vin Diesel is good enough of an actor to pull off whatever they're trying to do here.
I mean, with his character. You have to understand, like, he's going rogue for a good reason.
I'm sure
he is. We don't
know
what it is yet.
Right.
But we're going to find out.
I assume he's a robot, or brainwashed, or cloned.
Whatever he's doing, I'm sure he's doing it for the good of his family.
That's right, that's right.
He doesn't have friends.
Also, I've only seen the seventh one.
What?
Yeah.
But how is that even possible?
Why? How is it not possible?
Okay, we're watching them.
Okay. But even I know that, like, they really hate Jason Statham. So the fact that they're going to like team up with him now.
Well, they used to really hate The Rock.
Oh yeah. See, that's something I missed.
Yeah.
He, by the way, is still gigantic.
Yeah.
consistently from movie to movie.
Yeah.
So that's good character continuity.
Yeah, I mean, every movie they just add someone new.
Right. Wait, who's
like
new?
Like, Kurt Russell's in it.
Oh, Charlize Theron.
Yeah, Charlize Theron's new, and Helen Mirren's new.
Wait, she's in the... What? What? Helen Mirren is in this?
Yes.
What? That's who?
I don't know.
Also, I like how... I agree with your theory that they just keep adding new people. They also just keep adding new vehicles. And they're... Right. I mean, they're going to run out eventually, but for this one, submarine!
Yeah, that looks pretty cool. I mean... At some point, it's just turning into, like, The Expendables, which wasn't very good.
Well...
It just had, like, too many people in it. Although, I heard The Expendables 2 was better.
Okay, fine.
But I think Furious 6 is gonna end up having been the best one out of all of them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's the peak?
That's the peak.
Well, because... Okay, and why do you think so?
I mean, that was, like, the last one that was directed by the guy...
James? Justin?
James Wan.
Okay.
Okay. Some of them are directed by James Wan. Some of them are directed by Justin Lin.
Yeah.
And I don't remember.
Some of them are directed by McGee?
No. Is that true?
No. Okay. I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know who directed the first two.
Right. Oh, Rob Cohen.
Okay. I don't even know who that is.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody directed the first two. I don't even know if it's the same person.
Hmm.
Then somebody directed 3 through 6.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the whole time he's setting up this whole story arc, and he's, like, really hitting his stride with the last one.
Even it's 3 like... was part of the story arc?
Yep.
Like, Tokyo on purpose? Drift.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
it really seems like 4 was, like, kind of, you know, starting something new.
Right. Well, the order that they came out in is not the chronological order of the story.
Yeah, which further my belief that that was not planned, starting with 3.
Well, it was planned, okay. And... God, they're all so good, though. Tokyo Drift. Too Fast, Too Furious. The Fast and the Furious.
I never hear anyone talking about Tokyo Drift. Except,
oh my god, are you kidding me?
Yeah, people seem to hate that one.
They hate that one.
Or, I don't know, like, don't like it.
No, that one's awesome. It has Bow Wow.
Oh, great.
The main guy is played by some guy who's on NCIS New Orleans now.
Dude, I just happened to catch a little bit of CBS, like, at a restaurant or something.
Okay.
Because all restaurants have TVs now. I didn't quite realize the extent to which that network is, like, for old people. I mean, like, the average cast member age on, like, one of these shows is so much higher than you would expect, like, for a TV show.
Yeah, and then, like, the younger characters just, like...
suck.
Yeah.
But, like...
They serve to just, like, sit there and get told off by the old people. Yeah, like, right. They don't know how to do anything.
Yeah, like, what other network do you have, like, 3 late middle-age characters? You know, not that it's a bad thing, you know, it's fine.
It's a bad thing. I say it's bad.
Okay, well, it's just not for you. Why are you so negative?
Hey, I mean, I'll challenge Les Moonves to a write-off. If he disagrees, he can care to come on my podcast and
your write podcast. Me off. Yeah, we'll see. We haven't had a write-off in a long time, if ever.
Yeah, if ever.
Yeah. So we should do that. With Les Moonves. Do you ever read Akewood?
No.
There was a storyline where they had an erotic poetry slam between one of the main characters and the founder of Williams-Sonoma, and they had to be dressed in elephant costumes, and I feel like that was kind of similar to what you're proposing now.
So, yeah, you lost me at poetry.
Well, you never listen, do you?
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
It's a problem. I'm writing that down.
Why are you writing it down?
Nothing.
What are you, like, taking notes on over there?
Never mind.
I thought this show was supposed to be free form.
Yeah, that's why this episode is going to be 96 hours long.
Oh, man. Did you notice the Easter egg that I left in the 99th episode?
No.
It's so exactly 99 minutes long.
Oh, man. I'm getting a knock on my chamber door. Let's take a quick break.
All right. What the fuck is that? Is that a euphemism for... Never mind. I don't want to know.
Don't you hear that knocking sound?
All right. Let's go to break.
All right. Also, you're fired. Bye.
Excuse me?
See you.
All I want for Christmas is a Dunkin' Peppermint Dunkachino. With the Dunkin' app, I can order and pay on my smartphone, so my coffee's waiting for me when I walk in.
Love Dunkin', man. What are you talking about? Where else can I get breakfast and the perfect stocking stuffer?
You want to talk real customers? Kid, that's me. I'm like the mayor of Dunkin'. This is the face of Dunkin' Donuts right there.
Hey, you can't smoke in here, man.
I'm not, Mark. I'm not smoking.
You're smoking in here.
Yeah, I come down to Dunkin' every day. Grab a Crolla, have an extra large, three Parliaments, take a big dump. That's kind of the routine. I got my seat right over there. This douchebag will move when I'm ready.
And with Dunkin' Rewards app, there's even more reason to celebrate the season.
Yo, free coffee! I got the big one.
You got a free coffee right there on the app.
What are you doing? Show and tell or something? Huh? With a little show and tell, Dunkin' Nuts. Show that, mama.
Tis the season for holiday drinks.
Never mind that. Hey, interview my buddy Dooley for the movie right here. Dooley, tell me your favorite donut is.
I don't want to be in there.
Come on, pal. It's a movie. Tell me what your favorite, how you like the vanilla nut taps.
What?
The vanilla nut taps.
Oh, don't.
It's a joke. I said... Cut your nails, for God's sake!
Do great, Donnie! Oh, yeah, go outside!
Best part of my day is when I'm at Dunkin'. Think that's sad?
Yes, very.
Real customers know the holidays run on Dunkin'.
Go back to Starbucks.
Fuck being on some chill shit. We go 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. They be on that rap to pay the bill shit. And I don't feel that shit, not even a little bit. Oh, Lord, know yourself, know
welcome your word, back nigga. To Chapo Trap House. This is Prince.
I gotta start listening to that. Anyway, you're, as you heard in the last segment.
Well, I was just going to the bathroom. I didn't hear what was going on.
Oh, okay, so let me consult my notes again. 165 counts of charges against you, grievances by other employees at the station, and things like that. Yeah, you've been terminated.
What, like I'm dead now, again?
Again?
No, not exterminated.
And since you're dead to this company, we have to bring on new talent, new co-host.
Wait, so there's gonna be three of us now?
No, it's gonna be the Ben and Vin show starring Ben and someone else. And so we're gonna have to try out a few different guest hosts.
Wait, today, you're saying I'm fired?
That's it. Yeah, man.
From this
you're
show?
Out of here. Yeah, you're gone.
Yeah. What did I do?
There's 165 different things here. I don't want to read them all.
Well, can you read some of them?
All right. Talks too loud.
that makes sense.
86. Episode 29. Talks too quietly. took someone else's food from the break room fridge.
No, I would never do that.
Yeah, I saw you.
No.
Or,
no.
I didn't see you, but...
What was Tyson. It? It's probably Eric Heisen.
Doesn't say...
Was it bacon?
Actually, I think it was... Yeah, that... Okay, I'll strike that one off, but... Yeah. Actually, that's like 16 of them, but there's still a lot remaining. Anyway, so, you know, we don't have to do this all on air. You know, we'll have an exit interview later, but for right now, you know, we still have a show to do, okay? That's, you know, because
we do this on the air. You're the one who fired me in the middle of the show.
Well, so wait, we're on air right now?
We strive for professionalism.
Yeah, this guy sounds like he knows what he's doing.
I'm just wondering, if we're on the air, does that mean that we're on the record, or can we be on air and be off the record?
Oh, well, you're the lawyer, so...
Not yet.
I think yes, we can.
Be off the record?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just making sure.
Yeah. So anyway, I'd like everyone to please welcome our new, co-host. His name is Michael Stamm.
Hey, how's it going?
No offense, but I'm not welcoming you.
See, this is part of the, you know, maybe if you, you know, we're a little friendlier to our co-hosts.
Yeah, your replacements.
Yeah. So, Vince, I need you here to train your replacement, so please don't leave yet. But, you know, this is the Ben and Vince Show starring Ben and Mike.
Okay.
For the rest of this episode. So, let's try it out.
All right,
go ahead. You wanna like introduce us this time?
Introduce who?
The show.
Didn't you already do that part?
Okay.
I thought. Wait, Vince should be showing me how to do this.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good. Vince, can you help him out?
What?
Are you even listening?
No.
God damn it. Vince,
what?
He's just this is his first time trying. So can you just show him, like, you know, you gotta like click there, and then like, you know, blah blah blah, and then, you know, hello and welcome. You know, can you like show?
All you gotta do is like sit in the stupid chair, which this is my chair. I'm taking it with me, so you can stand.
That chair is not yours.
It's fine. I don't mind standing.
You won't. You can't stop me.
I can stop. We'll settle this later. But
Ben can get you a standing desk.
Yeah, it'll be about 6 months, but
Well, you guys, how often do you do these episodes?
Oh, you know, on a regular schedule of whenever we feel like it.
Yeah, okay. So I can just not feel like it, and then we won't have to do an episode for 6 months. If I'm the host, right?
Yeah, your co-host. I mean, you know.
If I'm you're well, the I'd be an essential member of the team.
Sure, but you're the junior co-host. You know.
So you just do the show without me?
No, I mean...
I mean, why even get a replacement? Why don't you just do
the
show?
Doing it
without me. Well, I, you know, it's the Ben and Vince show, so, you know, there has to be someone.
Okay. I guess you can't just call it the Ben show?
Well, that could be a different show. I could do that one.
That's your side project?
Yeah, I mean, but that, I'd have to start all over from episode one, like, you know. The Ben and Vince show comes with a certain...
Yeah, you don't really seem like the solo career type of guy to me, honestly.
Yeah, I kind of seem like the type of guy who would put in 99 episodes with, you know, someone else that, you know, and work together closely and establish, you know, a deep lasting relationship and then fire them and try to get someone new. So that's what we're doing here.
Where do you get the firing power? Is that because it's the Ben and Vince show, not the Vince and Ben show?
Well, I own the obscureporn.com domain at this point. So,
oh, okay.
I was promoted by our outgoing boss, Eric Tyson. So yeah, I also, not to add any pressure on you, junior co-host in training, but this is you are coming on board for our 100th episode.
Oh, okay, cool. That's good because I'm a long time not listener, first time hoster.
So usually we would, you know, we would start off by like, you know, maybe we'd talk about just like what's going on in the world. Vince, can you show him how to like talk about what's going on in the world or with?
Yeah,
him?
Yeah. Show me how to that. I've never done that before.
What?
Vince,
this is like the weirdest job interview I've ever seen. Like, you're not even asking any questions.
No, interview.
No, he asked the question. He said, "Can you show him how to do the?"
Yeah, but I'm not the one interviewing.
This is it's an interview by doing. You know, you just like put them in and see how it goes.
It's an outer view for you.
That's right.
Yeah. Right.
So you know, I'd be like, you know, hey Vince, what's been going on with you? But this time I would say, you know, hey Mike.
Wait, would it be an extra view?
This is these are okay. All right, I'll
it matters.
I think it's an intraview.
Huh?
Intraview.
Huh?
Intraview.
Intraview. Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think that does make sense. Thanks, Vince. See, are you?
No, wait, no, I don't know. Because they're not opposite. Well, anyway.
All right. Well, so what's going on with you?
It's more of an intro here.
No, it'd be an extra here, right?
Someone's being extra here.
Okay. All right, so what's going on in the world? Ben, why don't you just start off talking about it?
Well, all right. So what's going on in the world? I heard that, you know, how, like, so, for example, like, you know, Pepsi owns a bunch of, like, snack companies or products or whatever.
Yeah, right.
And they've been trying to make healthy snacks.
Uh-huh.
But they just, like, have not been selling, and people really just, like, still want to eat Cheetos and stuff.
Okay, that's a news piece of news information?
That's something I heard.
Okay.
Extraordinarily to the podcast.
Is that something we're supposed to talk about?
Well, so at this point, you would usually come back with, like, a different take on it.
Cheetos are really good. That's my take.
Okay. Well, another thing we might do is ask if we had a guest. Maybe Vince can pretend to be the guest this time.
I don't think he's going to work with us here.
Hey, Vince.
What?
Put down that Game Boy.
This is my phone.
Your phone?
They're basically the same thing now.
You use a Game Boy for a phone?
I'm on Hacker News.
Okay, well, why don't you tell us something you're reading?
It says something about building a database of Muslims.
Oh, man. All right. So as a, you know, our junior co-host for today can bring his experience as a lawyer to bear on this.
I don't have any experience as a lawyer. Stop calling me a lawyer.
Yes. Michael Stamm Esquire can talk to us about the legality of that piece of news that.
Well, I don't know. Like, McCarthy did it, right? So.
Basically, there's just some Silicon Valley guy in here who's never heard of people going on strike.
Okay. What's he saying?
He's saying, hold on, let me bring it back up. I can't think of any example in history in any industry where employees not willing to work for a company managed to have a material impact on that company.
Wow.
I think this is uncharted territory.
Wait, what is he referring to? What is
the headline is tech workers pledged to never build a database of, and then it just says M... So I think I'm making an inference. Wait,
no,
whatever. What do you care? I'm not even on this show anymore.
Well, you know, one time Major League Baseball went on strike, and then they like didn't have the World Series. I think it was like in the 80s or something, right?
94.
Oh, yeah? Have you heard about that? 84.
It was 94.
Anyway, after that, 94.
Yeah, or 95, really? I think.
Oh, well, anyway, after that, my grandpa never watched baseball again.
Yeah, that was really bad for baseball.
Yeah.
Then they got people excited about it when everyone started getting real jacked on roids and hitting 60 home runs.
So there you go, they figured out a way out.
That was 98.
Yeah, I remember Mark McGwire.
But
yeah,
that was like the Sammy year Sosa. The Expos were going to win the World Series, and then they canceled the rest of the season.
Oh, because the Canadians are going to win it. I would cancel it, too. And now they're in D.C.
So it all worked out.
Yeah. I wonder if they would have stayed in Canada if they'd won the World Series.
We'll never know.
Do you think it would have brought in like a ton of tourism dollars to Montreal?
Oh, Montreal's supposed to be cool.
I guess. I think I've been there.
Isn't it like 99% of Canada's population lives like farther south than the highest, the north, most northern part of America?
This is too confusing.
Well, no, sorry, not including Alaska. Well, I've only seen it on a map, so it's hard to describe.
How have you seen this on a map?
There's like a map that had a line, like a horizontal line, and it said like 50% of Canada lives below this line, and it was below the line that separates the U.S. from Canada.
What?
Yeah, because there's like where Montreal is, it like dips down below that line.
I thought you were talking about altitude.
No, I said north and south.
Okay, I thought you said above and below.
Is Mount Everest the northernmost mountain in the world?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder what is the northernmost. I'm pretty sure you said highest.
Well, when I tried to explain it, I was saying north and south, and then you didn't understand, so I tried to put it in layman's terms for you.
Yeah, well, sorry, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know these things. Do you guys agree that, like, as you travel south, at least around here, the elevation gets lower?
Yeah,
in
I guess.
New Jersey?
I don't know. You're going closer to the water, right?
Yeah, right. Do you think it just goes down to the water and that's it?
Wait, Vince, are you in New Jersey?
We're in the studio in New Jersey right now.
Oh, right.
We're all in New Jersey. That's where we all are.
Yeah.
I know. Gosh, I just didn't know if you were there also.
I know where we are.
I knew that I was there and I could see you in the room with me, but you know, that doesn't mean that you're there too.
This is the part,
if I was still on the show, I would contribute my knowledge about the geology of the whole, like, you know, coastal plain and the Piedmont and the Appalachian Mountains.
Does the land flow down from mountains?
Good inflection on Appalachian Mountains, by the way.
How do other people say it?
Can you show our new co-host how to contribute knowledge of the geology of the Appalachian Mountains and all that?
I mean, maybe he can tell you if there's like a case law about whether or not south is down.
Hey, so one time, no, actually I forgot. There's some word that was in a case about like, it's like the having water rights or something, and it starts with an R. And then like I read it in a case, and the next day I saw it in a crossword. It's pretty wild. I never heard the word before.
In a crossword?
You probably had heard it before, but you just didn't know.
Huh?
Yes, a crossword.
Oh, hey, did you guys finish that crossword yet?
Not yet.
Okay, just wondering.
But pretty close. So Vince, if you're hoping to get a letter of recommendation from me for wherever you go next, you know, so far it's not. You're not making a great exit impression, Vince.
What?
I said if you're hoping for a letter of recommendation from me for your next job, so far, you know, you're not making a good for yourself.
Why would you recommend somebody that you fired?
Well, you know, I could say, you know, finished out his term gracefully, you know, and helped with the transition.
What do I look like, Barack Obama to you?
A little bit.
Oh, it's riparian. I looked it up. Have you guys ever heard that word?
I've heard the beginning of it.
Rih?
Yeah, rih. Rih.
No, it's not R-E. It's R-I-P-A-R-I-A-N.
Riparian.
Yeah.
Riparian. And that means what?
Maritime? Of, relating to, or situated on the banks of a river.
That's kind of specific.
Well, you know, it's a language. They have some specific words.
They?
You can't just have all, like, you know, vague concepts.
I guess that's true. I mean, you know, details, that's where it's important.
That's where the devil is that what you're going to say?
That's where I found him there. So now we might, you know, maybe usually we would talk about, like, I don't know, a commercial we saw. Oh, here's a question.
Oh, I was just thinking about a commercial today.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
The tiny house commercial.
Yeah, that one's come up a few times.
That's like the best commercial of all time.
if you had to rank all the commercials of all time, you think you'd put that one on number one?
There's another good one that I was thinking about where, like, this guy is getting a tattoo, and the song, you know this one?
Not from the, what you said so far.
Well, the way you reacted, it's like, why don't you tell the commercial? Come on. Let me tell a story. Anyway, so this guy, so it's playing that song, it's like, oh, Donna. And he's getting this tattoo that says, like, and it's starting to say Donna. And then the guy's like, that'll be $42 or whatever, and he hands him a MasterCard. And they don't accept it, so he ends up with the tattoo, and it has like a heart, and it just says D-O-N. And then she like runs away, and he's like, Donna, wait! And then it starts to play, oh, Don. Pretty good commercial.
Okay, that's funny. Wait, is it for MasterCard?
No, I think it was, I don't know if it was actually MasterCard. I think it was for Visa. Okay. It was probably some, maybe, I don't think they would actually, maybe it was for MasterCard, and it was a different kind of card that he used.
Yeah. Or probably it would
or maybe the commercial was just like very honest, you know? Not accepted everywhere.
So don't use it at tattoo parlors. But
you know, some people like honesty.
That's true.
Yeah, this was like in the early 90s or like mid 90s. I don't think tattoo parlors really had credit card machines back then.
Right. That commercial does sound kind of familiar. But okay, here's my question. Yeah. Do you guys remember this Chips Ahoy commercial that the song in the background was like the In the Hall of the Mountain King?
Yeah, I do remember. When you said, that's what I was thinking, yeah.
Okay. I couldn't find it
on
YouTube.
The only Chips Ahoy commercial I remember.
Yeah, right, me too, but I couldn't find it. Isn't that surprising?
Okay, do you prefer like chunky or chewy or just normal?
Chips Ahoy?
Yeah.
Normal. I think just normal.
Yeah, me too. Normal's by far better. Because, you know, like for a while, like chewy was the thing. And I was like, man, these cookies just like aren't thick enough. You know, they're just like too chewy. And so then I started getting like the chunky. Or maybe, I don't even know if that's what they're called. And I was like, these are a little bit too chunky.
Uh-huh.
And then I realized that like the normal chips cookies were just right. Like, I don't know why they ever tried to mess with that formula. You know?
What a great story. I feel like I just watched a kid's movie.
Michael Stamp, the three types of cookies.
Well, I mean, we've talked about this, you know, you might even say ad nauseum on this show, but I mean, there's like a billion varieties of Oreos. Did you have a similar experience with those?
I think I had blueberry Oreos this summer.
What? I've never even heard of that.
They're all right.
I mean, it sounds like it would either be terrible or, like, bad.
No, they were just normal. I had a pickled egg at a bar the other day.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I guess it's weird, I would say, that it happened at a bar, but...
What? No, they have them, like, behind the counter.
Oh. Okay.
They have, like, a lot of pickled stuff.
Why?
It's just, like, a bar thing. I don't know. And then my friends were like, I dare you to eat that pickled egg. And I was like, wait, they have pickled eggs here?
Okay.
So then I bought two.
Oh, you can buy them?
Yeah, they're like $1 each.
I thought you were just like, hey, man, let me, can I try that? And they were like, well, I guess. It's just been sitting here for the last 50 years, so.
Yeah, everyone was really surprised that I ate it.
How was it?
It tastes like a pickled egg. I don't know. It was pretty good.
Okay.
I'm kind of like, I kind of want to go back and get another one.
You can probably make them yourself.
Well, that'll take a while, won't it?
I don't know.
I mean, things have to pickle for a bit.
You're right. You'd have to, like, buy
You have to put the brine and vinegar in. Well, I guess brine is vinegar. And then, but anyway, you have to, like, let it sit there for a long time.
You'd have to, like, buy a bunch of drinks, set up a counter, like, get some customers.
Yeah, right. You
know, liquor license. Yeah, it would take a while.
Yeah. Get a big jar.
Yeah, that's right.
The jar was, like, the size of my head.
Yeah, how many eggs were in there?
There was a third full, maybe.
So, like...
I bought two eggs. How could it have just one?
Well, two jars.
Oh, yeah, okay, right. I forgot about that.
This is a one-jar
establishment, okay?
If I was at a carnival, I would try to guess how many eggs made up one-third of a jar the size of your head. And maybe I could...
In college, one time they had, like, this jar in the cafeteria that was full of, I don't know, probably Skittles.
Yeah.
Maybe like it wasn't Skittles or something. And it was, like, guess how many win a pizza. Guess how many are in it win a pizza or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Or no, I think it was guess how much it weighs. Anyway, my friend put down just the number 69 and he won.
Well, that's poor planning.
Yeah. And then I don't think he ever redeemed it for the pizza.
Oh, it was worth it just for...
I think he just forgot about it.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a great prize. It's not a bad prize.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Free pizza.
Yeah. But, yeah, right. I got it.
Pizza you don't have to pay for, you know?
So I think at this point, Vince would probably, like, do something... Vince,
segment?
Yeah, or just like, you know, like let's go to break or something like that. Does that sound right to you, Vince? Dude, stop sleeping under the desk.
Is he George?
What?
Vince is dead. Vince, can you show us how to do whatever we would probably do at this point?
What do you want to do?
I don't know. We'd probably go to break or something, right?
All right.
Vince, can you show Mike here how to go to the break?
You can just call me Stam. Mike sounds weird.
Well, you know, I feel like the Ben and Stam show. I don't know.
How about the Stam and Ben show?
Oh, that sounds bad.
Why don't you just, come up with a radio name?
How about the Ben Etc. show?
No, I was ben thinking more friends. Like, you know, Ben should
like
have
Kojo
a radio
Namdi?
Name. You call
Would
it like,
you say Vince?
Like, I think Mike's name is fine. I think Ben needs to change his name.
Yeah.
Okay, so like
the Don and Mike show. How about that?
Yeah. But Don Imus.
Oh, yeah. He was a great broadcaster.
But not Don and Mike. Dawn and Mike.
Dawn.
Yeah.
Okay, so like the Ben and Vince show starring Mike and the Gooch. Let's try that out for next episode.
Yeah, okay. So is this going to be like a regular thing?
Well... We're gonna try out a bunch of you're guest host number one.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah, candidate. You know, this is your interview, as we talked about.
Do you need like reference letters?
Maybe I do.
Other things I've hosted.
Yeah, that would be great. Do you have prior experience?
Well, I hosted like a dinner party one time.
How'd that go?
I'd rather not talk about it.
Why would you bring that up on your interview?
Well, it's technically experience.
Do you have any experience? Yeah, I have plenty of bad experience with hosting. Yeah, well, as an interviewer, it's my job to probe.
I actually did host a radio show in college.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The Ben and Vince show starring Mike and Mike?
Come on, you don't remember his show?
What was it, like the Cool Hour?
Wait, did you listen to it?
I listened to it.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa, Vince.
I wonder if it's still on the website.
With a St. Mary's website?
Yeah.
Yours was the one that was, like, called something starting with a bunch of A's, right?
Yes! It was called A Place for Lords.
That sounds familiar.
But then, and I guess my friends liked the fact that it was first on the list.
Yeah.
And then, like, someone else made a name that was, like, alphabetically higher, so they changed it to AAA, Place for Lords.
Do you mean alphabetically more north?
No, alphabetically more west, I would say.
Well, yeah, I guess, right, maybe if this was, like, what?
Chinese.
Japanese? Chinese? Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever.
How would Diane feel about that?
Who?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That'll be guest host number 40.
Oh, yeah. Well, that, you're implying that I'm not going to get the job for at least 40 episodes.
We're considering, you know, different options, you know.
Gave me that number to call in. Well, I guess I don't need to call into the
show.
We
gave it to you like 5 billion times, including earlier in the show.
You gave it to me once.
I doubt that.
Should I just talk about the things I was going to talk about?
That's fine, yeah.
No,
I don't know if I want to.
All right, call in.
I think they need to be. I think I need to not be there when you guys talk about them.
Well
you're going to be the one. Though. I mean, no.
Huh? I mean, I think I need to not be there when you and whoever the new host is talk about them.
Okay. So you're taking yourself out of the running.
I don't know why I'm facilitating this.
Vince, well, you know, I'm starting to appreciate you more after just one trial cost.
How sweet.
What?
Nothing.
Did we lose him?
Me?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not sure.
all right, well, let's go to a break.
Okay.
All right, thanks for coming on. We'll let you know.
Oh, I see. That kind of break.
Yeah. Trial separation.
All right, bye.
Bye.
I'm going to walk out of the studio now.
Ka-clink. Why'd you make that ka-clink sound?
Hey, you know, speaking of which, do you know they do like an old-timey radio hour on NPR? On Sunday nights?
Certainly does not surprise me.
It's usually like, actually the show that they do most of the time is, it's called like, it's about an insurance investigator and his name is Johnny Dollar.
Okay.
And he's like investigating people who are like, you know, frauding.
Defrauding.
I should know this.
Dude, they're going to strip you of your, what is it called? Debar? You're going to get disbarred?
Yeah, I'm going to get this. Yeah, good. Good thing you know that.
Good thing one of us does. Yeah.
Well, I haven't been barred yet, so I think I'm fine.
You haven't been barred from practicing yet?
Yeah, exactly.
That is a little confusing.
I also haven't been barred into practicing yet.
Wait, so, you know, when there's like a sidebar, is that the same bar as like the bar exam?
Yeah, I think actually it is.
Really?
It's like, there's like a lot of symbolism. Like I was in a courtroom one time and this prosecutor was talking to some people and it was like,
were there 12 of them like behind
yeah,
you?
Right. Exactly. but no, it's like the, oh God, what's that word? I don't know. Anyway, there's like a short wall that separates the gallery from like the courtroom, right?
Okay.
And he was saying this is the bar, so like when you pass the bar, you can walk through and like speak to the court.
But like witnesses pass the bar in that sense.
Yeah, I know it's not a perfect analogy. I mean, I've never heard that from anyone else. I think he was just making that up.
This guy, yeah, I don't trust him.
He was a pretty good prosecutor. He lost that case, though, thank God.
Thank God, because you were on the other side?
Yeah, well, I was working for the other side.
Hmm. So, did they get off on a technicality?
I wish. No, I'm just kidding.
You don't have to...
No, it's this guy was like, charged of, like... I feel like it was, like, vehicular homicide and a lot of this stuff. And he ended up getting convicted of driving without a seatbelt.
Nice.
Yeah.
But what was he guilty in your opinion?
No.
Oh, okay. What about in the Lord's opinion?
You mean from the Place for Lords?
Yeah, that one.
And I'd have to call into that radio show and ask them.
Wait, can we? That's broadcaster rule number at least like 2 or 3. Never call into another show while hosting your own show.
Oh, that would be genius.
Why?
I don't know. I just think it'd be genius to do that. Have you ever listened to that podcast, War of the Roses? I mean, radio show?
No.
It's like where they trick people. They trick people into revealing that they're cheating on their boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever.
This does sound familiar.
Like, these people call in and they're like, I think my girlfriend's cheating on me. And then they call her and pretend to be.
Right. Wait, Vince, something. Have we talked about this?
I think it's fake. Fake news.
Fake radio.
Yeah, well, you know, nothing's perfect.
No soap radio.
I mean, this show's fake, right?
How do they... What do you mean this show's fake? No.
I don't know. It's like news, so I just assumed.
It's like news? Really?
I think now it's safe to assume, like, that's like the assumption you should make, right? Is that anything is fake? I mean, really, that's the assumption you should have been making all the time. Right?
Nah, that's dangerous.
All right.
I don't want to spread misinformation, even about other misinformation.
Well, we don't have to spread it. You can just think it to yourself.
Well, you just said it out loud.
Yeah, but we're not on the air, right? Didn't we take a break?
No.
Oh.
You started talking about...
Okay, but we're off the record, right?
Yeah, that was established.
Okay, good.
I can put on the record again if you want.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to go on the record.
All right. We're on the record. What do you want to say on the record?
Nothing, really.
All right, we're off the record again.
Okay, good. God, that really shook me up.
Dude, you're never gonna reinstate you to the bar.
You mean they're never gonna instate me?
Yeah, whatever.
Pre-instate me?
Yeah, de-unstate you.
Ex-state you.
Very good, man.
Intrastate me.
All right, let's go not only off the record but off the air. By taking a break.
All right,
you're fired too. Bye.
Goodbye. Wait, am I supposed to walk out of the room, or are you going to do it?
Wait, am I going to do it?
Yeah.
Walk out of the room?
Never mind.
If you say his name, or even think it, he'll come for you. He makes us see things.
Don't say it, don't think it.
He makes us do things.
Don't say it, don't think it.
He spreads like a virus.
Don't say it, don't think it.
We're all losing our minds.
Don't say it, don't think it.
What do you see?
We have to help them.
No, it's a trick.
Don't say it, don't think it. Don't say it, don't think it.
Bye-bye, man.
Train I'm on, you will know that I am gone. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles. Lord, I'm one. Lord, I'm two.
So yeah, what's going on, guys?
Well, if you listen to the first part of this episode that hasn't come out yet, you would know that Vince has been fired, and I'm looking for a replacement host. So you're here to try out.
What was his reason for termination?
That's a great question. Can you answer that, Vince?
What's up?
What was your reason for termination?
I don't know, man. You tell me.
I think it was like insubordination.
What did I do?
How many? I don't need to. I don't want to jump into a you know.
Oh no, we're you know he was dead weight. We're you know I mean we were already at the top, and now we're just gonna go even higher.
Okay.
I don't know how we could go higher than the top of this airport control tower.
Some airport control towers are higher than others.
That's true.
Yeah.
Also,
what?
I mean, their airplanes are necessarily higher than them, right?
Well, I don't know. Is it necessary?
Back when I was working on this podcast. Hold on.
That seems unlikely.
I think if you're going to come on board this skyrocket, you're going to need to improve your audio quality.
Oh, yeah, I'm in the basement.
I don't know if that matters.
I mean, we established that we're at the top of the building. But, you know, back when I was working on this podcast, one of the things that I would do is introduce the guests so that everyone listening knows who this random guy is that's just talking all of a sudden. So
yeah,
maybe someone should do that.
Well, the difference here is we have a co-host, different co-host. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a temporary guest host. So if anything, I should introduce Vince.
Who? you're temporary, maybe, but you know we're hoping to make it permanent. You know, I mean, it might not be you, but it right. could be you.
But so my role right now.
Yeah.
I should. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the former disgraced host of the Ben and Ben Show. His name is Vince.
Dude, you still have the cough track.
That came out of nowhere. Oh no, that was the guy I have aboard the buttons that do different noises.
That's yeah, we talked about that last time you were on.
Yeah, of course. I keep that guy on retainer.
That's good. I'm glad. That's a point in your advantage.
Vince, what's your position on stuff?
I don't have a position anymore. I got fired.
So has that, would you say that's changed your position?
That's removed me from my position.
I want to break in here and say, Shaggy, these are great questions. These are, you are like going to the top of the list right now.
Well, thank you. I do my best.
So I guess we do often start by introducing ourselves, the hosts. So that's a good point, Vince, even if you didn't make it correctly. So yeah, this is the Ben and Vince Show, starring me, Ben, and temporary, possibly permanent guest host,
Shagnik Mukherjee.
Hey,
I am a 27-year-old brown ale.
I thought you might have said brown ale.
Oh yes, that's time to throw away your ale.
Is that pretty young or pretty old for an ale?
I guess it depends on how you're defining the age. Like, if it's the age of the, like, you know, concept of this ale.
No, that's not what I mean.
Like, this specific, like, quantity of liquid.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think that's on the old side.
Okay.
Good, right? What if you're aging it in the cellar?
Well, I'm not an expert. I'm not a... whatever that thing is called.
An ale expert?
An expert. I don't know.
Oh, I get it.
Would have to defer to a real expert on that question there.
You mean like an oenologist?
What? Is that what it's called?
That's wine specifically, maybe.
Oh. I thought it was wine viticulture?
That's like the practice of making it, perhaps.
Right.
But, yeah, someone who, like, studies it or whatever is, like, a, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but, like, a oenologist, perhaps.
Sommelier.
Oh, that's a that's somebody who, that's like, recommends one for you.
Yeah. That's like a stylist versus a designer.
Ooh, great metaphor.
I'm pretty proud of that one, actually.
Yeah, you're pretty smart.
So yeah, well, so how's everything? What's up with you, co-host Shagnik?
Well, you know, things have been pretty good. I had to abandon a car in the woods over the weekend.
Oh wow.
Well, only briefly.
Okay.
We were driving up to my friend's cabin.
Uh huh.
And the rain. It started raining very suddenly, and the temperature went down really quickly, and we were on this steep-ass hill, and the car stopped moving up the hill.
Oh, wow.
So we had to get out and walk. It was only like a half mile, but we got out, and this sand truck, or like salting
vehicle, yeah.
Passed by us like three times, and at the last time was like, hey, you could go get your car now. Like, the road should be fine now.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it was a little bit of an adventure.
You didn't mention that it was snowing, or you mean that like the rain?
It wasn't.
It was raining, and then it froze.
Yeah,
I see.
But I was, you know, ill prepared.
Yeah, that sounds terrifying.
Yeah, it was really dark. Like,
right.
I mean, it worked out fine. We got to this cabin. There was a fire. There was all kinds of stews. And, you know. A good time was had.
Eventually. What area of the country was this?
This was in the Catoctin
Mountains? Okay.
I guess Quaker camp. That I guess friend of a friend is just like the off season maintenance person. And just like, come on up, hang out in this cabin.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was really fun.
That's yeah. If it weren't for you almost getting eaten by wolves, I would say that would have been a really great experience.
A little bit of an adventure to get up there, and then it was just a, you know, just a good time. So that's most of what's up in my life. What about you?
Oh yeah. Well, I was just talking to Vince or whoever about I was on vacation in Europe over the break.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, it was cool.
What did you say your favorite building that you saw was?
That's a great question, because that's all I did was go and look at buildings. Yeah.
Fountains and piazzas and statuary.
I don't know if I even... Yeah, there were fountains. I don't know piazzas because I wasn't in that country. But I think my favorite building was the Budapest Parliament building. Ooh. Which is like, yeah, just like Google image search that. It's like so much bigger than it has any need to be. It's like the biggest building, like, you know, in the entire city by far. And like, I mean, go ahead.
What is the population of Hungary?
Yeah, that's
holy shit.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's not that big population. And I mean, like, how many members of parliament do they have? And then later I read that it used to be a bicameral legislature. But then at some point they changed it. So it's only one house now. And so half of the building they never use anymore.
Apparently it's the largest building in Hungary.
Yeah, sure. Makes sense.
It's pretty old, though.
Oh, yeah. Things are old. I'm just saying, like, nobody builds buildings like this anymore. You'd be laughed at, don't you think?
I don't know. I think it depends on where you are and what your resources are, because they build shit like this in Dubai all the time.
Well, yeah, that was the one I thought of, Dubai. But it's not even quite the same, you know?
Well, I mean, architecture has changed.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
The idea of, like, let's make this thing so that everyone in the world knows that we have the dopest stuff.
Yeah.
Isn't that...
That's a good point. They're just, like, making man-made islands and stuff.
Yeah. How many people?
Anyway.
There's only 200 people in the parliament.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like each of them has their own wing.
And they have like 8 political parties. What is this? Like, damn.
Yeah, it was really cool. I don't know if you're looking at night pictures, but it looks awesome at night.
That's sweet. So what other countries did you see?
We were just there, and then Prague, and that was it.
Nice.
Yeah, it was cool. Prague actually feels like Disney World, is my verdict in the end.
Is Prague where the big international court is?
Are you thinking of The Hague, which does end in the same 4 letters? Okay.
Hey, are you sure it wasn't, you're just not thinking of like the Czech Republic section of Epcot?
Yeah, exactly. No, it seriously did feel like
Eastern Europe, I know nothing.
Yeah, it really did feel like you know, Disneyland, old Europe or whatever. Like, yeah, I mean, that's not a compliment. I mean, like, it was just so full of tourists and like it did not feel like a real city. But I guess we probably just only went to the touristy spots, but I think those are the only interesting spots, so maybe I'm just...
But I guess it's hard to know that, right?
It's hard to know what are the interesting spots without... Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Tourist spots are so big.
Yeah. I mean, like, on the last day there, we went to this park, like, just kind of, like, up on a big hill, and that was, like, that seemed like more of a real park that people who live there might actually go to. Like, there were kids trying to do, you know, there were skater kids there, and nice. Like, and they sucked at skateboarding, so nice. that felt authentic to me.
That's cool.
Yeah, and also there was a giant metronome there, as like some sort of memorial or whatever to communism, which didn't make any sense to me.
Was it a working metronome?
It was, yeah, it was like this giant red metronome that just like swung back and forth at like maybe, you know, 2 beats per minute or something.
Right. They keep that, how do they keep that going?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's motorized. They had a motor in there. And then there was a sign that said like basically it had a, you know, a icon of a guy walking and then like the circle with the line through it as if to say like, you know, don't walk there because you'll get
hit by the truck.
Split in half by a metronome. But the way that you say don't walk there, I guess, is in Czech, is something like I don't remember the first word, but it was something like Kazakh or something, and then Vistupu. So I kind of read it as like, just don't be stupid and walk here.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I was hoping it was, have you ever seen those sculptures that are like a big, and you can walk up and like spin it?
A big what?
Cube on its, like, balanced on one point. And you can walk.
Right, cube.
You mean like it's like a dice?
Yeah.
That's the only cube I know.
I mean, yeah, I suppose.
I don't know what you're talking about, but that sounds pretty cool.
I was in front of my dorm in Michigan, and there was one I saw in, like, New York.
The famous Michigan cube.
I mean, it's famous to a certain group of alumni, I would say.
is that your mascot?
The cubes?
Yeah.
Wait, what's the certain group of alumni?
People that lived in the immediate surrounding area after the point when it was installed.
what's like the tradition of the cube?
I mean, you spin it, and it's cool because it spins.
Yeah.
But it's not that interesting thing or anything, it's just a cool looking thing.
No,
so I was
thinking
the metronome was like you walk up and you like push it, you know, and it goes for a while and then eventually will stop and somebody else has to go start it, you know.
Yeah, I agree, that would have made sense and that's like kind of what I expected too, but yeah, no. See, and I also just don't, I think it's on the same, let's see if I remember this right, I think it's on the same spot where like a statue of Stalin used to be or something like that.
Oh,
but I don't understand what it means.
I thought the sign said walk here to stop elephants from pooping.
Long story short, elephants pooped on me. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like we have a guest with us today.
I'm
just over here cleaning up my desk because Apparently I have to clean out my own desk or whatever.
Yeah, well, I mean,
people cleaning your desk out for you?
I also have to clean out Eric Heisen's desk for some reason.
Yeah, well,
I guess I'm just a janitor now.
Yeah. He also got fired, so we just need you to, like, finish up his work for the day.
He got fired? He sold you the company.
No, the janitor.
Oh. You're a shitty CEO, man.
No, I'm a great CEO.
Cleaning the swamp. Draining the swamp.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be hard to do without a janitor, but... Vince is, I mean, mostly we still have Vince here so he can, like, show you what to do in case, you know, since you're a new host, there's, like, things to learn on the job. Speaking of which, I was just listening to this other podcast, so this is now entering, like, podcast Whoa. Recap territory.
Whoa, listening to another podcast?
Yeah, well, you know, it's opposition
I've
ever done research.
That. Couldn't be me.
All right, look, I don't need, you know, this is exactly what got you, you know, what is it called? Kicked out on your ass or whatever.
Shit-canned.
Yeah, that's a good word. Thanks for the word.
You're not welcome.
Yeah. So there was a train strike in Brooklyn in like the early 20th century.
What did the train strike?
Well, that's actually a great question because they brought in scabs, you know, to strike breakers to drive the trains. And this one guy just like, oh, this was great. He got like 2 hours of training and like he had just gotten over the Spanish flu and his daughter had just died the night before from the Spanish flu. And he was like exhausted from being up all night. And so he was driving a train for the first time and he went around a really tight curve in a tunnel and smashed into the wall. So that's your answer.
I wonder why train conductors are given so much control over the train.
Well, who else should have control?
It should be automated based on the curve of the track.
Well, these days it is, I think.
No, okay, here's the deal. The DC Metro used to be completely automated except for the doors. And then two trains automatically crashed into each other.
Okay, I see that there should be some level of human control there, but like,
yeah,
I mean, I agree with you. They only crashed because the people who were supposed to maintain the like sensors fucked it all up.
Hmm.
A strange system.
Well, I mean, I don't know, but
well, here's my question: Why is it called training when you're teaching someone to drive a train, but also when you're teaching someone how to talk on a podcast?
Yeah.
They're called homonyms in English.
Whoa.
There are these words that sound similar, if not even the same exact word, but they mean something totally different.
Wow. Can you write a song about that?
Homonon.
What?
Linguistic quirk of English.
Yeah, that's a good song. That's what I was looking for.
Oh, sorry, I was just cleaning up over here.
Yo, can you like back away from your microphone a little?
I'm taking this thing with me.
Hey, no, put that down. That's property of Ben and Vince Co.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm keeping the name.
You changed the name from Obscure Porn to Ben and Vince Co. and then fired Vince?
Yeah. I mean, it's a great name. You don't own that name. You signed that away. We all, you know, that was part of the contract. So, yeah. Hey, Vince, is this about time that we would normally go to a break?
I don't know, man. Is it? You tell me.
All right. Let's go to a break.
Hey, I'm Paul. And I used to ask if you could hear me now with Verizon. Not anymore. I'm with Sprint now.
because guess what? It's 2016 and every network is great. In fact, Sprint's reliability is now within 1% of Verizon. And Sprint saves you 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile rates. So I switched to Sprint, and millions more have too. Can you hear that?
Don't let a 1% difference cost you twice as much. Switch to Sprint today.
MMT, bitch.
Made that music.
Bounce. Bounce. Ayy. No better something. Whole lot of nothing. Now these niggas cold frontin' up. I promise Ricky and Millie that I'ma kill it. Wanna throw out them digits and dollars on me. I'm Emmett, I run it. I'm so 100 with every nigga I run with. Tell them niggas we coming, we fucking it up this summer.
And I'm stuntin' like it ain't nothing. Most of these niggas frontin'. I pulled this rollie from grabbin'. I got this beamer from nothing. If they ain't talking about paper, just tell them end of discussion. And that ain't I'm getting money. My neighbors turn to my cousins.
Gold bottles. Lot of bitches. Deep thinker. I'm sorry, I'm such a shallow nigga. The mind on me, just shine on them. You shadow women. Ride with rats. You niggas should be in glass slippers.
And I don't never ask the price on it. Mag to the money. Hater, throw some rice on it.
All right, welcome back from the break. I hope you all enjoyed that. We are over here discussing how if we had to drown in somewhere, where would it be? So Shaggy, you were saying not the beach?
I would prefer not the beach.
And why is that?
Well, I guess not the beach, because saltwater is more abrasive on my throat, and I think a freshwater drowning would be more pleasant for me.
I mean, I'm not totally convinced that it would be much more or less unpleasant either way. I mean, because you're drowning, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I think one reason not the beach is because then, like, there's a ton of kids there who have to watch you drown.
Oh, I suppose.
Although, couldn't one of those kids save you? I mean, geez, what are they doing?
Yeah. But I'd say it's better the beach or any kind of outdoor water location. It's better that than a pool.
Why?
Well, then the pool's shut down forever.
Forever?
You know, are you going swimming in a pool that some kid drowned in last summer?
Yeah. It's not cursed.
I guess.
I mean, like, you mean because you think it doesn't have, like, sufficient lifeguard?
I would think that it's, you know, somehow shoddy safety-wise. Or, like...
I mean, there's not much to a pool, you know, in terms of safety, right?
There's guards.
Yeah, okay, well, that's what I said.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess not.
I mean, like, most... I would say, like, if you know how to swim... I mean, that isn't an if, but if you know how to swim, then, like, pretty much every pool is equivalent. I mean, unless there's, like, you know, a riptide in the pool or something.
Yeah.
What about drowning in the vat of beer, like in that movie?
Beer Fest?
Yeah. Why are they making another one of those?
Yeah, I was going to say, why have I heard so many people talking about Beer Fest recently?
I think they're making another one.
What a waste of time.
What about Pot?
I forgot that I was the only one who liked that stupid movie. That movie was great.
I thought it was dumb the first time I saw it, because I wasn't really a person that drank any beer at that point, but then I saw it a year or two later, and I was like, hey, okay, this is funny.
I thought you were going to say you saw it a beer or two later.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, weren't they going to make one about weed? Wasn't that the ending, that they like run into Willie Nelson or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Look who's remembering certain details of Beer Fest.
I don't think that's it, though.
There was a fat guy that died, and then they had a twin brother or something that was just the same actor?
Yeah, that's right.
Which I respect. It was lazy, but like, I respect that they went there with this movie. They were like, we want to keep using this actor, we want him to die, but like also we want him in the rest of the movie.
Yeah, that was a pretty good joke.
Yeah.
I don't really remember much of the rest of it.
Yeah.
You're too drunk.
Yeah.
I do also remember that I have drunk from one of those boots, and it was not nearly as difficult as they made it seem.
Is it not as big as it is in the movie?
Well, I mean, you just don't need to do all these calculations to, like, when to twist it or whatever. Like, that's not a thing that...
Oh, I remember that stupid thing, too. Yeah.
No, but you do, though. I have one.
And why? Why do you have to?
Because, you know, there's, like, it makes a bubble, you gotta twist it.
Or
I mean,
what?
You could just drink the whole thing sideways to begin with.
Right. I guess that's what I did.
Yeah.
When I used that device.
Wait, what's the other way as opposed to sideways?
If like the toe is facing up, it'll form an air bubble.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
And then that can bubble out and cause discomfort.
I got it. So Vince, you're saying if you're picking a vat of beer.
I'm not saying anything. I'm not a member of this show anymore.
Okay. So you're saying debt because you're not going to get a paycheck from the show anymore.
Oh, zingo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, that's why I'm still around. Jokes like that. I guess for me, I haven't thought about it. I mean, I think like a bathtub would, like anything where it's just like you're alone in your apartment or something, that's like too depressing.
Yeah. Also, because no one will find you.
That's right. Yeah. Or if you're like a baby, that's really depressing.
You know what I think the best way to do it would, the best way for me.
Okay.
Would be some kind of an accident that happened, on the water that causes me to go unconscious as I fall into the water, so I drown while I'm not conscious.
That is the perfect answer.
Yeah, I agree. I get in like a boat accident.
Yeah, or what about like falling off of a bridge?
Well, that has the falling aspect, which adds a layer to it, I think.
But it could be fun.
Would it?
I mean, if you just, like, didn't care about dying.
Or, like, a bungee jumping accident?
Yeah, a bungee jumping accident.
I'm having so much fun, and then just, like, oop.
Yeah. I mean, I was, like, I never quite got the whole bungee jumping thing. So, to me, that's almost, like, that's, like, the normal outcome of bungee jumping. You know, an accident would be, like, you come back up safely.
Right. Well, so, you know, they figured out the math.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Speaking of boats and drowning.
Okay.
I heard a story on the radio not too long ago
about
some man that... Okay, so a man and his wife are on a boat late at night.
This is a riddle?
I think in the Potomac.
Okay.
The man's hat comes off. So the guy jumped into the water to get his hat. And then because of this... And it's dark. The wife doesn't know how to drive the boat correctly.
Oh.
She somehow ends up driving away from her husband, who then drowns.
Oh, no.
She reports this as a missing persons, like, 3 days later.
Ah.
Is there any chance that that's not this woman just murdered her husband and came up with, like, a semi-plausible story?
Zero
chance. I mean... The only... I mean, like, yeah, basically zero chance. I mean, if we want to, you know... like propose, you know, possible explanations, you know, she could have just been like so in shock and guilty, feeling so guilty that she like,
well, sure, but like she drove the boat away from him. Right, like I understand not knowing how to, you know, operate a boat, but like,
well, most boats have an automatic piloting system that goes away from a human in the water.
It doesn't even make sense. Who's going to jump into the Potomac River because their hat fell off? That's the best thing she could come up with?
I mean, I guess I could see it if they're both, like, really, really drunk.
Okay. Was that detail, was that part of the story?
That's the only explanation I have for the man's behavior if she's dead.
Right. But I guess... this is just very obvious.
Yeah.
So why bother?
Yeah.
I mean, when you were hearing this on the radio, were they saying like, you know, murder case?
Hey, they presented it was as like a strange, you know,
strange but true.
Yeah. No. Or like in weird police reports this week.
Mm.
Like when they report on like a guy robbing a bank without with like a stick or like a weird disguise or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
Of those.
Yeah, that's that seems suspicious, I'll say.
So is this interview going pretty well or what?
You can't comment on an interview while it's going.
I can do whatever I want. I don't even work here anymore.
But you asked me if I could comment. So, yeah, I mean, like, that would be like, you know, you can't, you know, actually, I have had people ask me in an interview, like, do you think this is going well?
That's
great. But you can't really say, you know.
Is this like you were interviewing someone or while they were interviewing you?
That would be pretty funny. If they were interviewing me. Like, do you think this is going well? I'm asking because...
Yeah, that seems like a weird kind of dick move, right?
Yeah. From your perspective, this is a way to measure how good you are at like perception. No, like if I was interviewing someone... Yeah, but well, now I don't remember what I was going to say. Thanks a lot, Vince.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I guess follow-up question: if you had to die from an explosion, what would you want to have exploded?
What would I want the explosion to be?
Yeah.
Oh. Not a spaceship.
Some dude was telling me that he was using a pressure cooker for the first time and he got nervous about the noises that it was making. I think that pressure cookers do just make weird noises, so I don't know if I would have done what he did. I think he had the same thought, but then he was so nervous that he called his mom and she like basically told him what to do, and it would have exploded actually if he hadn't. Yeah. And everyone was like, good job to your mom for diagnosing that over the phone.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that seems like a dangerous appliance.
I guess.
Like, I mean, they're fairly easy to make bombs out of, right? Like,
yeah, maybe. Are they
people just fill them with like screws and stuff and then plug them in public places. That's like how the shit goes down, right?
I like the direction that this podcast is going. Bomb-making instructions.
Well, you know, that's why they have them behind the counter at CVS.
Oh, do they?
Pressure cookers? Yeah.
Do they sell them at CVS?
Totally. Right next...
I've never used or really interacted with a pressure cooker.
I thought you were going to say with a CVS clerk.
I'll make eye contact.
Yeah. Well, you have to buy stuff behind the counter at CVS, don't you?
I mean, like, medicine and, like...
Yeah.
Nicorette lighters and stuff.
There you go.
What? Nicorette lighters?
Whatever.
Yes, for lighting your Nicorette.
I guess I don't know how that works.
I gotta go light up a Nicorette, you guys.
That's a good flavor.
That'd be strange.
What?
Well, if you could make a product that was, like, in terms of user experience, the same as smoking a cigarette, but helped you quit cigarettes somehow?
Well, that's what I thought, like, e-cigarettes were, because you just look so lame using them.
Then that took off in a confusing and surprising direction.
Yeah, okay, right. Like, what's the deal with that? Can you give me any more information on that than I already have?
There are vaping competitions where people just look like idiots.
That is new information, but yeah, that does not help me.
And then, like, boxing rings and blow smoke clouds at each other.
What the fuck are you talking about?
it's really sad. And
that doesn't make any sense. How do you decide who wins that?
I think it's some degree of, like, you know, audience.
Yeah.
Judges, maybe, for, like, size and density. I don't know.
Is it, like...
I'm not a part of it.
Size and density. I mean, I thought it was going to be, like, artistry of the smoke shape or whatever.
Oh, I don't think that's really...
I mean, I don't know. I'm sure that exists as well, but that kind of thing would probably have existed for a long time.
Right? Sure. Yeah, right. Well, not in a boxing ring. Why does it have to be in a boxing ring?
It's more intense.
Okay, so size and density. So it's just like how much smoke you can, like, you can inhale and then exhale.
It's not smoke, right? It's vapor.
Stupid.
With like cigarettes or pipe smoke or anything, because like
that's dangerous.
Yeah, and also like it's just you can create larger clouds, I suppose.
Okay. Okay.
I don't really know, but it is weird.
Totally weird. Well, let's have a word from our sponsor, Vape Company of America. let me just read this off the script here. If you like vaping or don't know what it is, check us out at vapecompanyofamerica.org. And yeah, that was all they had for us. that was our cheapest ad spot size.
Vape Company of America.
Yeah.
Yay.
All right, let's go to a break. Vince, take us out.
Yeah. Thanks, Shaggy, for coming on the show to replace me. Good luck in your, with your application or whatever. keep vaping. Vape on. Keep calm and vape on.
Oh, man. Have you seen that anywhere for real?
Epic bacon sriracha for the win.
What?
Let's go to break.
Thanks, Vince.
This is November 4, 0, Niner, Niner.
What the hell?
Welcome to a new world of gods and monsters.
I saw her. She is real.
Please meet Princess Aminette. She will claim what she has been denied.
Hello and welcome back again from a break. We have a new temporary slash permanent possible potential tryout candidate guest host on the air with us today. As you all know from listening to the previous segments, Vince has been fired, and we are looking for new talent to fill his spot. So please welcome another guy.
I'm not going to try very hard.
All right. Points for honesty. Writing that down. But now if you do try hard.
I never try very hard either.
See, this is exactly the problem. this is... let me reintroduce myself for anyone who's joining. Coming in the middle here. Just like, you know, skipping ahead to minute 700 on their podcast player. This is Ben for the Ben and Vince Show. And to my left is Vince sweeping up the floor. And across from him is Montaz.
That's right. I'm here in the station watching Vince sweep for some reason.
Well, you know, it sweeps. So. What? Right, great. Thanks for being here. What's been going on with you,
Mata? Not much.
Yeah?
You know, it's tax season, so I should probably do all of the bookkeeping for 2016.
How many books, you know, what kind of numbers and figures are we looking at here, you think?
Well, I forgot to pay all of the taxes I'm supposed to pay as a business last year.
Is this so, true?
Maybe.
Okay.
So, you know, the IRS usually reminds me about it aggressively.
All right. Points for tax fraud. I'm writing that on the list here.
And I am packing up all of my gear for sailing to Antarctica for no reason.
What the hell? Oh, because you're fleeing from the IRS.
Yeah. No, they are in Antarctica as well.
You're going to arrive on shore. There's going to be a guy showing up there at the dock that they have there. We've been waiting for you, sir. And they're going to put you in handcuffs.
Questions.
You're going to be extradited immediately. What's the point? Where are you leaving from?
Ushuaia, the southern tip of Argentina.
Yeah, makes sense. Why not Chile? That's even more southern.
I don't know.
Okay. How are you getting to that place?
By plane?
A biplane? I didn't know they
said that. Yeah, biplane. I have to wear goggles.
That's pretty romantic. How long are you going to be in Antarctica, you weirdo?
I'm not gonna like sleep off of the boat because it's a giant piece of ice with nothing on it.
Okay.
We leave on February 6th and we get back on March 6th.
Oh, I see. It's just like a cruise.
Well, it's a cruise for six people on a 45-foot sailboat.
Yeah. So like a cruise.
Right.
It's gonna be like snorkeling and like stand-up comedy.
You know, they told me that they have an air compressor for scuba diving if I wanted to do that.
Holy shit.
It's the middle of summer.
Yeah, I'm not going to see the sunset for 30 days.
Oh my god. Do you like the sun?
I'm going to have to.
I've often, you know, felt like I, you know, was a big fan of the sun.
I kind of go back and forth.
Yeah, yeah. Like every 12 hours or so. Depending on the time of year. Right. Well, that's crazy. So, I mean, if you're not going to go scuba diving, though, what are you going to do?
Read a lot of books.
What? Okay, you can do that anywhere.
Right.
Unless it's just like a special library that they only have on that ship.
No, I just have a Kindle, and I don't have any access to the internet.
Oh, you better go.
There's not really like a lot down there. There's ice and penguins.
Yeah, okay, that'll be cool.
How are you gonna keep from, like, floating away through the Drake Passage or whatever?
You mean dying when we make that trip?
No, just like...
Is, you know, oh, is that a metaphor, Vince?
No, like, you know, the current is always in the wind, you know, they're always going from... I mean, I guess it's not that strong this time of year, the wind, but...
It's still pretty strong. The Drake Passage is the most dangerous sailing passage on the planet.
Wow.
So, that'll be neat. It's, you know, Cape Horn.
Okay.
So, yeah, hopefully it's not a hurricane.
Are you driving?
I am not.
Oh, you're, like, taking turns?
I mean, I don't know how to sail, so there's, like, other people that'll do that.
I see.
Hopefully.
Is that going to be a problem when they all die?
Yes, that would be a problem.
Okay. That will be.
Did anyone else do the sailing field trip in fourth grade when we went on a skipjack?
That sounds familiar.
In Chesapeake Bay, obviously.
Was it like Annapolis?
I think ours was in Baltimore.
I went to Annapolis in maybe fourth or fifth grade, and I feel like it might have
been. Yeah, we also went to Annapolis, but that was a different time.
Okay, I'm probably making it up then. So you learn how to sail from that?
No, it was too windy, so we just kind of...
Wait, isn't that how sailing works?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just go where the wind takes you, even if it's back to where you just left.
I'm not real sure what happened.
Okay.
Sounds like he's blocked that out of his memory.
Sounds like they're going to need you on this trip, Vince.
Yeah, you should come.
Wait, is it a skipjack that you're taking?
I don't know what that is.
God, that's like the state boat of Maryland.
Well, he's not going from Maryland.
Do all states have boats?
Probably I would not say. All. Yeah, probably not like Oklahoma.
I don't know.
Actually, Oklahoma is home to the official training center for the U.S. Olympic rowing team.
Is that true?
It's totally true.
But that's probably inside.
No, it's outside.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's in Oklahoma City.
Why do you know that?
Because I've been there.
Oh, you know. That's even a bigger question. I mean, I remember you were trying to get on the Olympic rowing team for a while. But
I'm on the Olympic rowing team.
I thought I was doing boat wrestling.
Boat wrestling? Oh my god. Do you still have that t-shirt?
No.
Why not?
I don't know why. Not. I just don't.
Oh man. That's a loss. So the coming year sounds like it's holding for you is taxes and then avoiding taxes and then paying taxes?
Most likely.
Like, yeah, okay. I mean, so part of your income this year is going to have to be paid to Antarctica, I guess.
Exactly. Well, I mean, if I work for a company in Antarctica, which you never know.
Yeah, I mean, you're not taking time off for this, are you?
Yeah. They had some issue when I said that I could only communicate by 140-character satellite messenger.
Wait, they use Twitter?
I have I'm going to have Twitter. I'm going to be tweeting.
Dude, you got to live tweet this.
You're going to be able to observe my descent into madness.
Oh, perfect.
Is this whole trip just like a cover for you to assassinate some, like, scientist in Antarctica?
Oh, good question.
You know, I hadn't considered it, but you got me a list.
Don't kill any scientists.
Why not? You think the good and innocent scientists go to Antarctica?
Yeah.
It's only ones with something to hide. Far under the ice. Maybe there'll be aliens there.
Wait, isn't the Antarctica like part of the conspiracy to make you think the Earth is round?
I would say a lot of places on Earth are part of that conspiracy.
No, but, like, isn't it weird how Antarctica's not a country and it's just owned by, like, the UN or whatever, and then they they prevent anyone from going there so you don't experience the edge of the Earth.
Oh. I mean, but it sounds like you can go there.
Wait, yeah, also, if you can go around it, doesn't that mean it's not true?
No, you're not going around it. Unless the Earth is a tube. It's like you're going along the crust of the pizza.
That's what Antarctica is like the edge of the circle?
Yeah.
The perimeter?
That's right.
Wait, really?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I have no way of refuting that.
Really?
I mean, except for, you know, airplanes.
Well, I assume your next trip is into space, so...
That seems boring.
What? Are you serious?
Unlike spending a month in perpetual daylight on a boat with nothing.
Yeah, well, when you put it that way, I guess I see your point. Yeah, no, I mean, don't you want to do, like, one of the... I assume they're going to be doing gravity tours at some point where...
Oh, what, like those things where you go up and it's zero G for, like, 30 minutes?
No, I mean, like, where you reenact the movie Gravity.
Oh, yeah. I'd rather do Interstellar.
I never saw that, but...
I want to like, go out for a day trip and come back and watch all of the people I love die of old age.
That sounds awesome. As opposed to of getting hit by a spaceship or whatever happened to George Clooney.
Yeah. Well, I would also kill George Clooney.
You would kill George Clooney?
Yeah. I mean, he had a very strange understanding of physics.
Wait, do I also get to kill Sandra Bullock?
No, she
No, you have to be Sandra Bullock.
Yeah. Which I think means you have to kill your daughter.
I just kill myself.
What do you have against Sandra Bullock?
You're really bad at reenacting.
Vince, do you remember in like the year 2000, I don't know, 5 or something like that, they were doing, I don't think the timelines add up here, but anyway, they were doing like the 100th anniversary of the Titanic or something like that. And it was like they were going to reenact the voyage and you could pay like, you know, I don't know, whatever, a lot of money to be on it. And you were like, that sounds like kind of a ripoff for somewhere you just die at the end.
Though, I mean, if you're going to die at the end, does the price matter?
Well, I mean, your estate might mind.
I suppose.
Yeah, you know, your inheritors or whatever.
What if they made it like a game show where most of the people die and the winners collect like all of the entrance fees?
Ooh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I don't know if great's exactly the term I'd use. It's an idea. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah, it's a grape idea.
Why are you going to dig up the past then?
Well, it's, you know, it's hard to dig up the future. I guess that's an Interstellar thing.
You haven't seen the movie,
so but I'm, you know, the future, so I have, you know.
You're just saying words now.
I saw this movie Arrival. Did any of you guys see that?
Yeah,
it was good, I think.
What's it about?
Aliens. Oh. Amy Adams, Jeremy Renner playing a scientist.
It was kind of just a version of Slaughterhouse-5, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, I definitely felt that way. But, yeah. But also...
I want to reenact Norbit, another movie that I haven't seen.
Yeah, I'm looking to win an Oscar, so... No, but here's what I'm saying about Arrival, is that... did you see the twist coming?
Oh, I didn't. I didn't think that it was...
I'm just going to go over here for a while.
Wait, is this a spoilers-free show?
No.
Okay, so we can just ruin things for people?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really know that it was all bouncing around time.
Oh, you mean even after you finished watching it?
No, I mean, I understood it when they told me.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I was asking.
Yeah, I didn't guess before.
Yeah, neither did I. I thought that was pretty good. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Am I the only one who feels like, though, that the first impression or like first opinion I have about something is always correct, and no matter what anyone else says, like, they're always wrong, you know?
What do you mean, how, like, Vince should be fired from the Ben Vince show?
I mean, like, I saw the trailer to this movie Arrival, and I was like, that looks pretty good. And then everyone was like, it's amazing, it's the best movie ever, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then I saw it, and it was pretty good. And then, for example, I saw the trailer for this movie, The Nice Guys, and I thought, that looks fine. And then everyone was like, it's so good, you have to see it. And then I watched it on an airplane, and it was fine.
I don't know a single person who was enthusiastic about The Nice Guys.
Okay. So, basically, I need a better crowd.
Yeah. Also, you should watch the trailer to Underworld Blood Wars. Uh-huh. And then let me know what your initial take and then follow up is.
After I see it?
Yeah.
I mean, did you see there's going to be Resident Evil, the final chapter or whatever?
Yeah, I don't even know how many of them there are.
I swear there was one that was already like the final chapter.
Well, they'll never end it.
Yeah, right. Just like Final Destination, I guess. But no, it was like, this is like, what, number 7 or something?
I don't know.
It was like Resident Evil and then like Resident Evil Extinction? No, that's probably the third one. You're not going to help me out here?
Well, just have one of the interns look it up.
Vince, can you get on this?
What?
Looking up the titles of the movies in the Resident Evil series.
More like President Evil, am I right?
Whoa.
It's too soon.
Yeah, and like, you know, we can do spoilers, but we don't get political on here, okay? As we mentioned
earlier. What are you going to do, fire me?
Yeah, yeah, I am.
So it looks like this one's the 6th.
Okay, thanks.
That's too much.
What, you want me to run through the
Why
names?
Don't they make another yep. Saw movie instead?
I thought that ended.
That's what Vince is saying.
Yeah.
yeah, you mean just like Saw 9 or whatever?
Do I have to look up the Saw movies now?
Yeah, can you run through all the titles of all the Saw movies? Do it. Part of co-hosting the show is cooperating.
Oh, this is going to be really easy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Saw 1, Saw 2, Saw 3.
I don't believe you that the first one was called Saw 1.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Wow. You know, points off for accuracy.
Also, after Saw 6, it's Saw 3D, the final chapter.
I really don't remember that. When did that come out?
2010.
Oh, wow.
They came out every single year in order.
Nice.
That's terrible.
So, that, I mean, that looks like one series where they named it the final chapter, and it really was so far.
Though, I mean, I'm looking at these Resident Evil titles. Pretty much every single one means the last one.
That's what I was saying. Right, because it was like Extinction and like Apocalypse, right?
Yeah, Resident Evil... Resident Evil Apocalypse, Resident Evil Extinction.
Wait, the second one was Apocalypse?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Resident Evil Afterlife. So, I mean, I guess they're bringing it back with that one.
Yeah, true.
Resident Evil Retribution, which, like, it took 5 of them to get there.
You know what? We should try to get revenge on these guys.
And then the final chapter.
I see. And how many of these have you seen?
I think I saw the first 2.
And how many of these have you saw?
3D.
That, I assume that was one of those ones where, like, you know, the spinning saw blade comes right at your face.
I guess, I mean, we have to watch it now.
Okay.
On this podcast.
Let's take a break. We'll watch that movie and report back.
Do you have 2 hours of jazz music lined up?
It's going to be me for 2 hours doing that while I'm watching the movie. And we're back from break. Thanks to our jazz soloist there for keeping us entertained while we watched Saw 3D, which otherwise...
I can't believe I forgot you were part of Intonation.
Yeah, what a great group. Who was your favorite member besides me?
You know, the one in the wheelchair.
Oh, yeah, Drake?
Yeah.
He was good. And they honored him by naming a passage after him.
Didn't he get shot in one of the years?
Yeah, that's why they named the passage the most deadly passage in the world after him.
I see. That's a strange honor.
Yeah. So anyway, so Saw 3D was, you know, gruesome. Wait, so what happened with the guy in them?
I mean, I stopped watching them, but I, like, sometimes when I'm in Wikipedia hole, I'll read, like, one of the plots, and I think one of the people he, like, tried to murder survived and then, like, got really into it and became a copycat.
No, that's right.
And then I think original guy, like, went up against that guy. So, I don't know.
No, it was a woman.
Oh. Progressive.
Why would they need to go up against each other? What does that even mean?
There can only be one.
I mean, how does those two methodologies go up against each other?
You know, you just have to try to put the other one into a strange and nonsensical trap.
They're both just trying to, like, kidnap each other.
Yeah. Though, I mean, the more clever way would be to allow yourself to get kidnapped.
Oh.
And that would put the other person into the actual trap.
Whoa! Dude. Can you be the screenwriter for Saw 4D, the after final chapter?
Wait. No, I just do vision boards.
What are vision boards?
You know, it's like a scrapbook, but without a book.
It's like a scrapbook, but without a book? Just scrap?
It's like a collage.
It's like a collage?
Wait, are you thinking of storyboards?
Yeah, that's what I thought you might be talking about.
Yeah, I was originally thinking of that, but then vision boards seemed even more ridiculous.
What is a vision board? Your description has not helped.
You're gonna have to look it up.
Cause... It's like a cross between like a vision quest and like, you know, somebody who's like a thought leader,
like the chairman of the board.
All right, so I looked up vision boards on Google and.
Google.
Wait, let me guess. E S T L R, whatever the, you know, like the optometrist.
No, actually, the one we use here is the one where it's the letter E just in different directions. So you really got it wrong.
Vince, you gotta get your eyes checked. I mean, I guess you just.
My eyes are just so good that I've never had to read one of those things.
Wait, oh.
Wait, also, can Superman read one of those, or does he just look through it?
That you could ask a question about anything.
Is he just blind?
I mean, he wears glasses. Maybe it's like one of those like dark glasses for blind people.
Also, what if Superman just gave a lot of people cancer with like looking through stuff all the time?
The X-ray vision, yeah. I mean, it's a little misleading because like he doesn't just see bones. Like if he really had X-ray vision, he would just see skeletons.
It sucks. I read a take online that Daredevil is like really big on not killing people, but does is like give them severe head trauma and probably kills them in the long run anyway.
Well, that's like Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. I'm assuming you saw Batman v Superman, is that right?
Yeah, I did. It was not good.
Right. Doesn't he kill people in that movie?
I don't...
No, okay.
Batman kills, like, aliens in that movie. I don't understand what...
Wait, there's aliens in that movie?
Maybe he was having a fever dream or something. It was a very confusing story.
Well, what I heard was that he let a car blow up or something.
He like shot a car and it exploded and there were people in it. So technically,
yeah. So like what I said,
technically the explosion killed them. Right. It's like in the movie Collateral where you know Jamie Foxx is like, "Oh my God, you killed him!" Tom Cruise is like, "No, I shot him. The bullets in the fall killed him."
Mm. Well, that's just classic Batman. It would be such a better hero if they didn't have that not killing people thing.
Well, all he did was blow up the car. It was the people's choice to be in the car when it blew up. Like,
exactly.
He can't control their actions.
Yeah, I guess not. No, but I seriously read a thing from the director where he was like, yeah, that didn't count as killing people.
Yeah.
That guy seems like a total idiot.
Wait, wasn't it Ben Affleck, the director?
No, he's directing... I think he's doing a later Batman movie.
I think he's doing the one that's just the Batman.
That one deserved a sequel, huh?
Batman v Superman? Yeah, definitely.
Well, they said they were going to make it like a big franchise thing before the first one even came out.
Yeah, like Justice League and all that.
Yeah. Also, I want a universe of these comic book heroes where they have to eat enough to make up for all the energy they use.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, you just want to see, like, Cyclops, like, fires an optic blast or whatever, and then he's like, oh, man, I gotta go eat 5 hamburgers.
Exactly. Like, the Flash is just perpetually eating, like, sticks of butter.
To, like, lubricate him to get him to go faster. Wait, okay, somebody was telling me that you shouldn't eat oil... Or, like, you know, oil is unhealthy for you because it, like, coats your cells and then they can't absorb the nutrients from the food. So then your body turns it into fat.
What? No.
Good answer.
Did you tell that person that they were stupid?
I kind of implied it.
Was that the food babe? Have we talked about the food babe before?
No. Oh, no. Please elaborate.
I don't think... I mean, I'm not a member of this podcast anymore, so I shouldn't say.
No, I order you to say it.
You can't order me. I am not the boss. You are the boss. What a shit.
Exactly. Yeah, if you just think it out, you'll see that.
No, she's basically this insane woman who has this blog where she convinces people to do... like insane dietary stuff just because she like says things that sound scientific but are super not.
Oh man.
Like she was the one who was responsible for that yoga mat chemical at Subway.
What? Scandal. What is it? I did not hear this.
Oh, the breads, they're made with a yoga mat chemical. It's like some chemical that's made to use to make yoga mats is in the bread, and everyone like, oh, I'm never eating a Subway again. But it's just like some, you know, random preservative or something.
I see, which is used in like every food. Yeah, okay. It is weird that they use that in making yoga mats, but...
But like her whole position is like anything that's a quote-unquote chemical or has like a name that you can't pronounce is bad.
Right, right.
And like, but she has all this bizarre stuff about how... You shouldn't drink water if you're on a plane or, like, I don't know.
That seems bad. Yeah, I think you should drink water when you're on a plane.
I agree.
Can we get her on this podcast? Yeah.
Ooh, let's call her up.
New guys coming up with some good ideas.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Doctor, new guy to you.
Whoa, when did you get your doctorate?
No further questions.
If I can be a little serious for a moment, I've been, you know, since the whole election and stuff, I just feel like, you know, like nothing really makes sense anymore, you know? This is very frustrating to me because I feel like the more, like my usual methods don't work here of like trying to learn more about things and like understand things, because I feel like the more I do that, the more I'm missing the point. And does anyone else feel that way?
I think you just need to study different things.
That's what I thought for a long time, but then just like, I don't know, it just doesn't seem to work.
Well, just start reading up on history of like authoritarianism.
Yeah, but
psychology.
Like, all right, I guess maybe you can find a good one on your Kindle while you're.
I was recommended one by a number of people. That,
oh yeah.
Yeah, like anti-intellectualism in modern America or something.
Okay. Did that actually help you?
I haven't read it yet. I've got a collection Great. Of like 100 books.
Okay. So you're part of the problem.
Exactly.
All right. Well, yeah, so let's get this woman on here is what I'm saying. Call in if you're listening. We have a number. What is it, Vince? 7-6? No, 6-7.
Oh, man. So you're telling me you don't even know the answer to your own show? The number to your own show? Maybe I just won't tell you, and then you'll never get another caller, in contrast to the hundreds of callers that you've gotten to this point.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, that it would be kind of a welcome break from the hours and hours I've had to spend screening those. So... But yeah, if you're listening, just call into that number that you've probably heard before, so you don't need me to repeat it. Well, anyway, any other thoughts, Mr. Doctor Guy?
Mr. Doctor Guy?
Yeah, that's...
Okay. I don't know if that's how the titles rank, but... I don't know. What are you doing differently after the election?
Nothing. I couldn't figure out anything after thinking about it for a long time.
Neat.
Yeah. What about you?
You know, I try to get more people onto, like, encrypted communication.
Okay.
And set up more recurring donations to
people. Yeah. I guess that's something.
I mean, I'm like white and healthy,
right.
And male,
exactly,
and reasonably wealthy. So
yeah, that's the problem. I mean, not the problem, but yeah.
I mean, the biggest threat is just for me that Russia will destroy the EU and we'll have a global war all over again.
Yeah,
where we will be the bad side.
Yeah, that seems bad, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what people are, like, obviously this Putin guy is just, like, playing this Trump guy, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy how not obvious it is to people.
I mean, like, he is, yeah, whatever. All right, let's... let's not go into it. Yeah.
Well, you live in Virginia, right?
No, I live in Maryland.
Yeah, Maryland's still in the South.
Yeah.
I look forward to seeing you on the field of battle.
I'll bring my laser sword. I assume we'll have those.
Seem like they'd be a pretty ineffective weapon. How come they never had, like, a Star Wars movie where this Jedi were just pounded by artillery and, like, Air Force? Like, sweet, we've got these swords.
Well, they would just, like, they wouldn't be there, you know? They would know not to be there. That's why they're the Jedi.
Bullshit.
Here's another thing. You know how people are like, they want to hold on to guns because in case the government, like, you know, becomes tyrannical or whatever, that whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, doesn't it seem like you would need a lot more than a gun if the government really decided to, like, imprison
you? I mean, that's like the main argument, but, and this is a terrible situation, and I hate that it's evidence against this line of arguing, but you remember that guy, like, what was his name? Clive Bundy? Like, there was that guy who was like,
cows were great. Wait, no, what was?
You mean the Oregon
guy who died? No, was the guy who died name? Your boy Finicum?
Ted Bundy?
LaVoy Finicum.
Sure, yeah, right. These weird names, yeah.
this guy who was like letting his cows graze on like public land and he wasn't allowed, and they told him to stop and he didn't, and then like him and a bunch of his friends just brought a bunch of rifles and like had a standoff with the state.
Yeah.
And then the state just left. Like, no, they won.
But no, this is, but because
he didn't go to jail.
No, but first everyone mailed him dildos.
Yeah.
Right.
That did happen. But this is because the state is not trying to be tyrannical yet. So like,
right.
Yeah. But if they did want to
point at that and be like, there, they were an armed resistance that stopped.
Well, those people weren't going to be convinced anyway.
Yeah, but they're white.
Yeah, I mean,
that's true too.
Imagine if, like, the March on Washington, a single person carried a gun.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well,
yeah. I mean, that's a weird argument on both sides. Also, that's a terrible example of like standing up to tyrannical government.
Yeah, right. Ugh, man. Vince just likes the name.
What was that name again?
Lavoy Finicum.
Dude, you're just giving him more publicity. This is what he wants.
He's dead.
That's still what he wants.
That was his end game.
Yeah, exactly. That was his whole goal from being named that. Yeah. Well, all right. I hope you have fun on your trip and, you know, are able to close your eyes at some point.
Thanks.
And don't stare directly into the sun for 30 days. Just because it's there. I know, that's tempting.
Wait, are you playing me out?
Yeah.
Am I supposed to hang up now? Okay, neat.
No, you don't have to. Okay. All right, bye. Thanks for coming. We'll let you know if we choose you to be the next host of the Benjamin Show.
All right, I'm confused.
It was a test. You know what I'm saying?
All right. I look forward to the saw situation I will abduct and put you in.
All right, me too.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for coming on.
Hello. As you can see, I'm an emoji. A meh, to be exact. Anywho, it's my pleasure to announce our first movie. Yay. It's almost too thrilling for words. So bring the family. Doesn't have to be your family. The Emoji Movie.
So I told management, I can't work like this. These lights, I'm melting in here. This is such a load of...
No, go ahead. Finish that sentence.
I'm positively euphoric right now.
Express yourself.
Hi, you've reached Ben Katosky. I'm not available right now, so please leave a message after the tone. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, I'm leaving a message for Ben Katosky's phone to relay to Ben Katosky himself. Please come on the Ben and Vince show. Vince got fired. I need someone else to host with me. Okay, bye.
Smoke 100 joints a day. Bam, I'm a chopper, chopper, lamb, I'm a shit.
No matter what they say, I smoke 100 joints a day. Lamb, I'm a chopper, chopper lamb, I'm a sick. No matter what they say, I smoke 100 joints a day. Yeah, I'm about the motherfucker swag. Shit, hop about that motherfucker daddy. Yeah, shit, had an old school on some rallies. Used to go to school in some ballads. Yeah, yeah, flexing macho man Randy Savage.
All right, hello and welcome back to another segment of our marathon 100th episode of the Ben and Vince Show, starring Ben and someone else.
Yes, so, hello.
Hello, so we're welcoming your trial guest host, co-host, junior co-host to the stars today. Please welcome Fenton Ellsworth.
Hello.
Hello. Vince is still here cleaning up his workstation, and he can show you kind of how to get started with being on a radio show. Although we've had you on the air several times before, so, you know, you should have a little bit of experience. How's everything?
Well, I'm a bit more accustomed to the equipment on the other side of the pond, you see.
That's right. Yes, I totally understand that. We've, I told Vince to try to, like, put everything on the left side for you when you got here. I don't know. Vince, did you actually get around to that?
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Thank you.
Another... Like, I don't really know why I had to go get a left-handed microphone. It looks the same to me.
No, Fenton, it's different, right?
It's jolly good, sir.
Exactly. See? You heard the man. So, how are things over there on the other side?
Quite choppy. We're fully Brexit. And that.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that first. What was that term you used?
Fully Brexit.
No, not that one. I know that one, although I don't know that exact usage of it, but the one before that one?
I can't recall.
All right, that's fine. We'll move on. It's interesting how, you know, we both speak the same language, and yet, you know, there's still so many cultural differences between us. Have you since you've been here in New Jersey, what have you had trouble with?
Well, I tried to drive on the turnpike, and some guy was like, crazy, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's, I didn't know, I mean, I was pretty sure there were crazy drivers pretty much anywhere in the world, but...
But I sure enjoyed going down to the shore.
The shore, the Jersey
to the shore. The Jersey Shore.
Yeah, what'd you
it's
see
like
there?
The Cliffs of Dover.
It reminds you of those notoriously rocky and, naturally beautiful cliffs.
Everything's big and white.
Well, I mean, there might have been some guy standing in front of you in your field of view that made you say that, but
yes, yeah. Perhaps.
All right. Well, like I said, in our previous segment, I kind of brought up that, like, here's the time when maybe we talk about, like, a funny commercial that we remember.
Sorry, what's Vince doing? Or what's
Vince? What are you? You don't have to, like, those are just those dead bugs. You can just leave them. Like, you don't have to collect them to take home or whatever. Vince,
what?
You just leave that jar of dead bugs. Stop. Just put that down.
Do you think you could fetch me a cup of tea? Okay, so what, I'm just like the intern now? I'm just here to get people shit? Like, I used to be a founding member of this podcast, and now I'm just like getting tea for some stupid British guy.
Well, okay.
I'm not stupid.
There's no, you don't need to say that. I apologize, Mr. Ellsworth, on behalf of our, former co-founder. I mean, I don't know that we're stripping you of your founder status. you know, the history books, they're not going to be rewritten. But, you know, we'll just go with disgraced co-founder.
Quite but, disgrace, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, yourself, yeah. I totally agree with you. And again, I apologize. You know, I was going through an emotional time right now, having just been fired from a job that he didn't seem to care that much about keeping, to be honest. But, you know, it's always a shock when it comes. So so how's that tea coming, Vince?
You want Earl Grey or green tea? Oh, jolly good. I love the breakfast, the English breakfast tea.
I almost thought you were going to say the English Brexit tea.
Oh, ho-ho, good one.
Thanks for laughing at my joke. You know, that was always a struggle with Vince, you know. He didn't... Yeah, wasn't as receptive. So, what else is going on with you? You want to do the technology corner?
Oh, quite very much so.
Yeah?
I've just gotten I think over here in the States it's a Microsoft Surface.
Yeah.
We call it Windows Platform.
That's very exciting. Did you see it advertised on like CSI or something?
I'm sorry, what is that?
Crime scene investigation. I don't know what they would call it over there. Maybe you know.
Why would there be advertisements at a crime scene?
Yeah, that's a good point, you know. Why would they spend so much time talking about their Microsoft Surface when investigating a crime and displaying it prominently? It does seem weird now that you mention it.
Well, I just bought one because they started using them in all the footy matches. You know, the coaches on either side, on Manchester United or Liverpool, would all be sitting on the sidelines with the Microsoft Surface tablet laptop thing with the keyboard, and they make all the changes and the injuries and tell people when to take a dive, and it seems that's... quite effective.
Okay, well, like, I guess that...
Yellow card. Set piece.
Is that how you use your platform too, just to throw yellow cards at people?
Yes, correct. I go to Microsoft Paint, which now has 3D capability.
Wow.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't. That's wow, what a shout out to Microsoft Paint here.
Yes, it's a quality program, unlike Skype.
Whoa, okay. That's, you know, all right, I'll give you a pass on that because, you know, maybe you don't realize how important Skype has been to the history of the Ben and Vince Show, but you know, let's just move on, you know. But Skype is a quality program. Okay, let's just make that clear. Okay. So what do you do actually? I was never clear on that.
I spend most of my time squibbing the place kicker and going to the market when the porters are on Quidditch time.
Okay, I'm just going to try to parse that for my own understanding. Sounds like you sit at home watching cricket on TV and then waiting for your servant to go buy you stuff, but then like sometimes he's not there, so you have to go buy like snacks so that you can eat them while you watch TV.
I like to go to the arcades.
Okay, and you like to go play.
We don't have too many of them in Dunfordshire.
Dunford, is that outside of Essex?
Indeed. But that's why I hop over on the ferry to go visit the Funland and the
Funland. Oh, we have one of those. That's a great place. Yes. You can get all kinds of cool prizes there.
And I was quite glad to be invited onto your program, so I could stop by the Funland, and then hit the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, it's right on the way, I guess. Depending where you flew into. Yeah. Did you pop by?
I popped in.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't. You know, I'm still learning the syntax here. Did you win any cool prizes? Did you play any cool games?
No.
Okay. You just stopped by, checked it out, and then you left.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, that's not that exciting, to be honest. No.
Well, excuse me.
That's very good. That's very British. Vince, did you get that tea yet? He sounds thirsty. I don't know
what. What? What was I doing? Tea?
What are you doing over there? Have you just been doing whippets again?
I'm getting it.
All right, great. Did you even boil the water yet?
I'm sorry. Water?
What were you gonna make it out?
I thought you just wanted the letter T.
Well, does that sound okay, Fenton?
Oh gosh.
So Vince, you were asking whether he wanted the English breakfast letter T or green letter T.
Yeah, I thought they just eat the letter T for breakfast. Is that?
Yeah, or otherwise it could be painted green or.
Oh, heavens no! We would never eat it painted green.
Well,
if it's
eco-friendly,
I would be happy to eat it.
Right, a free-range tea. Well, all
actually,
right,
a lot of us over in England have got low tea.
Low tea?
Yes.
Like,
but I understand you all have some medication for that.
Oh yeah, well yeah, I think you have to like sit in a bathtub or something on the top of a hill to take that.
Oh yes. There are plenty of hills.
Right, that's right. The famous rolling countryside of Dunfermshire.
No, you're saying it wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me try that again. The famous rolling countryside of Dunfermshire.
It's quite offensive.
Well, that you guys are, you use that term way more than we do. Vince, what's going on over there?
What?
I don't know what else to say to this guy. What would you say?
I don't know, like, why do you want the job?
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
No,
do you
I'm
feel like answering
him.
That?
Fenton, why do you want to work here? Oh, work here? I thought we were just having a bout.
A bout? What does that mean to you?
Just having a bout.
Yeah, well, right. Yeah, we've just been having out and about. But no, I mean, this was, you know, I was hoping, you know, we're trying out different co-hosts, you know, to replace this peon that you see in front of you.
Oh, indubitably.
Okay. We seem to be on the same page. So yeah, I mean, like, what do you see yourself bringing as a host to the program?
Oh, I'll bring all the latest news and updates and happenings from over there.
Oh, okay.
The place to which I'm referring.
Yeah, that's right. Great. Well, let's, you know, like, I think we tried it a little bit earlier, but, you know, what do you got? What are kind of cool updates from over there?
The Queen is getting on quite well.
Oh, okay, good. Update on the Queen. Still good. Still doing quite well. She's pretty old, right? She's like 90.
Yes. Is that old?
would you consider it not old?
How old is Shakespeare?
Shakespeare. Well, I mean, he's technically dead. Does that
what
change? that's as far as I know. I
saw one of his plays the other day.
Right. Okay. Well,
this is terrible news.
I mean, the plays are still great. You know, like we still have those. I mean, had you noticed that he hadn't been doing any new ones like for a while?
I thought he was just waiting a while before making a sequel.
That's right. Yeah, he did like 40 of them, and then you know, in a pretty short amount of time, and he's like, "All right, let me rein it in. Let me, you know, I'll come back in 400 years.
Maybe he got fired and replaced by a new writer.
Francis Bacon or something. Yeah, I mean, who would you consider our, you know, if you had to replace Shakespeare, I mean, who would we even put there, you know?
Helen Mirren.
No, Helen Mirren. I mean, you know, no, with all respect to...
Jane Duty Gench. That's right.
yeah, the singular of James. You know, a piece of crap. And whatever the last one was. Wait, so is Dame you should I had this question the other day, and I think you'll be, you know, you're the expert on this, so I'm glad you're here. Is a dame the equivalent of a knight? Like the female equivalent?
I can't say. It's restricted information.
Oh, that's very interesting. Okay. So, I mean, what do you know about dames?
Actually, on that note, I'm getting a phone call from the queen herself.
Oh, that's amazing.
She says, I've got to return to London post-haste.
Wait, what do you mean? Do you have to go back? Also, I thought you lived in Dunfermshire.
It's on the way.
London's on the way?
Yes, that's where the airport is.
good use of ellipsis. I've been trying to get into that. I don't know if this is going to work out for you as a permanent co-host, if you're going to have to be... You know, I mean, we're not going to call you, like, sometimes Fenton, because you're sometimes here. You know, I would need someone who was always here.
I don't get it.
Never mind. You guys probably have different vowels in that side of the world anyway. Yeah, I mean, like, is this something that's going to be happening every week or something? Like,
hey, whenever the queen is... Whenever I'm needed to
see,
drive a lorry and get on the lift.
Okay, she just needs you to ride an elevator. I don't see how that's very important, but
well, when you put it that way.
Yeah.
I've got to go.
Okay, I mean, like, this is why we couldn't have a Catholic president, because he would have to answer to the Pope above, you know, the American people.
I thought it was because he'd be murdered by the CIA.
Well, I mean, I think you're getting the cause and effect mixed up here. But, yeah, I mean, I don't think we can have someone who, you know, his whole life is at the pleasure of the queen. You know, I mean, this is the Benavent show, you know, that's your ultimate, that's who you answer to, you know, the show.
Yes, I suppose so. But, right. Shall we be in touch?
Yeah, okay, yeah, I'll let you know. if you still weren't sure how our decision might go, yeah, I'll have our recruiter get back to you within about a week.
Okay, quite jolly good.
All right, yeah, good to see you. You're fired. See you later. Bye.
What's that now?
Bye.
Bye, Benton.
Thanks, Vince, for showing him up. This is going to be a hard search. I don't know. Well, we'll continue. I'll continue looking. Vince,
what?
Keep. I still saw a piece of dust on your desk. Can you just like make sure to get that before you leave?
What?
dust. There's dust. Dust all over your desk.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, do you want me to put a break on? Yeah. Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Here it goes.
Who are you?
I'm a contradiction. Like Mary, virgin and mother. Like man, good and evil. I'm God.
This Pope does not negotiate on anything or with anyone.
What do you intend to do?
Revolution. They chose a Pope they didn't know. And today, they're beginning to realize who I am.
He took 100 pounds of clay, and then he said, hey, listen, I'm gonna fix this world today, because I know what's missing. Then he rolled his big sleeves up, and a brand new world began. He created a woman and a lots of loving for a man.
All right. Welcome back to the Vitamin Show. Again, as you know from the previous segments in this episode, Vince is still fired, and we are looking for new hosts. So please welcome yet another, well, this time it's instead of one person, it's like a double person. Introduce yourselves.
I am Paul.
And I'm Well.
Is that right?
Yeah, please welcome Pa and Well to the show. And Vince is still over there, like, taking a long time to clean out his desk. I mean, you did have a lot of shit on there, so
I understand. You want me to do Heisen's desk? You want me to clean your desk also for some reason?
Yeah, it's got a bunch of soda spilled all over it, so...
Is that bunch of shower desk?
Whose fault is what? That?
The soda?
Our desk?
Yeah, Vince, can you go over there and clean Pa Well's desk?
I thought they were just going to take my desk. Jeez. Oh, you know what? I'm taking this desk with me.
Dude, this is like, you know, theft of company property. This is exactly why you're not on the show anymore.
Tell that to the judge.
Which judge? I'm the judge. I'll tell it to myself. So how's it going over there, two guys?
Fine.
All right. I'm gonna. So far, you're at 3.5 stars out of 5 in terms of answer.
I was fired from my Uber job.
That's like when Billy on the street says, "Okay, great."
Dude, what's with you and Billy on the street?
He's funny.
Billy on the street.
I swear, I've heard you reference that multiple times, which is more than I would expect. Yeah, well, so this is, you know, this is kind of where we're interviewing new hosts, so, like, this is your tryout, if you didn't realize that.
Oh, we haven't prepared.
Yeah, okay, well, strike one.
It's three strikes and you're in, right? That's...
Yeah, and again, it's displaying a great understanding of baseball. Last time I remember you were on, you kept asking whether we were out of break.
That's a big thing too.
Yeah, totally. You know what I learned about baseball recently is that you can actually hit a foul ball out of the park. Like, it really happened.
I've seen it happen.
That's crazy, right?
You get points?
I think people are impressed. At least I was.
Is that what a home run in a silo is?
Actually, yeah. I mean, it really is.
The game where I saw it happen, it just went.
To say all the time.
It just went like straight out of the side of the stadium, and then everyone on both teams was just like, wow.
Out of the side of the stadium?
Yeah.
Like through the window pane?
No, like over the top of the side.
Okay, there you go. unclear. So yeah, what have you guys been up to?
What have we been up to?
Work.
Yeah.
All right, we need to clear that with the lawyers. You can't just.
Yeah, we're very strict about copyrighted material on this show.
Yeah, we might need to bleep that out. So we're on a 7-second delay.
Was it
so.
That good a rendition?
Yeah, I don't know if that's admissible, if that defense is admissible.
Yeah, the algorithms will find it. And,
okay, sounds like you guys are doing work. That's good. Producing things, keeping the economy going. Wait, no.
I'm not really producing anything.
You don't do that. Okay, great.
We're not in that line of work.
Being a drain on the economy, as usual. Okay. Yeah, well, I think I'm doing that too, pretty much. Well, I maybe am producing something, though not tangible. What?
You're like 1 degree from tangible.
What does that mean to you?
I don't know, is it Netflix hosted on AWS or something?
It is, yeah.
And
yeah. When?
Whoa, surprise guest host. All right,
we're out of here.
This is going to be our first, competition interview. So, new person, who are you?
You have 5 questions you may ask.
Whoa, turning it around. This is good points. Okay, let's see. Are you living in the United States?
At this moment, yes.
Okay. Wait, you didn't say that they had to be yes or no questions. So, who are you?
I am a human.
Oh, this is great. Okay, so please welcome a human.
How can we compete?
Yeah, unfortunately, we fail on both counts.
Wait, what was the first count?
I forgot.
So yeah, all right.
Montes just texted. He wants to know if his interview went well and what he should have for dinner.
Tell him, he'll be hearing from us in about a week, and no, his interview didn't go well.
Did he even get one strike?
He didn't even get one. He didn't even manage to. Get any closer to, I don't know, what is he rolling towards? The pocket? Is that what a strike gets you closer to? Anyway.
Pocket mines.
Yeah. Who's buzzing over there? Turn your buzzer down. It's unprofessional.
Come on, Pa.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So to catch everyone up, we have right now on the air, Vince in the background has been fired. So we are interviewing new hosts, and currently competing for the title are Pa, Well, and A Human. So everybody call in and tweet and take our live poll and do your sentiment analysis, and we can get instant feedback about who's leading. So right now it looks about 67% of people say they like A Human, and that's it. So I guess we're still getting data in.
Babe. Do you have any advice for how we could improve our chances?
We were just talking about this on the previous segment about people asking.
What's your standard error?
Whoa, science. I think it's
knock it down a few points.
I think it's 4 bars.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
You're such a deviant.
Wow, science joke, even better. No. Yeah.
Or even worse.
Oh, yeah. Good. Tear the other candidate down. That's good. So, A Human, what are you up to?
I'm eating chocolate.
That's great. That is great news. What kind of chocolate?
It's about 64% cacao.
Cacao.
Imported from Switzerland.
Oh, well, damn. We're eating 73% cacao.
What was that?
Don't make me go home and get my 100% cacao.
Dude, not to brag. Not to brag or anything. Safe room.
are you nuts?
Whoa. I was doing a crossword puzzle written by Michael Stamm recently, and one of the clues was like sound that a crow makes, and the answer was caca. Which I feel like is a little off.
Wait, so I didn't know Stan was writing crossword puzzles.
It's a limited edition of one.
Did you finish it?
Almost.
Wow, it took years to make it and you're almost done already?
Well, I feel like we should already be done.
You should add that as a plus to his resume sheet or whatever.
Yeah, I am.
Put it on the back of his resume.
The crossword puzzle?
Yeah.
Dude, I've never applied for a job and put like a puzzle. You know how it's always like, you know, like, I don't know, Google does that or whatever, where it's like, if you can solve this puzzle, then you get an interview or whatever. I feel like you should turn it around on them. Like,
yeah. If you can solve a puzzle, you can hire me.
Yeah, totally. Montas he has a suggestion here to make each of the applicants say something nice about another candidate. So I think that's a good idea.
Like the debate.
Oh, yeah.
We got to think real hard because we can't think of anything off the top of our head.
Something about kids?
A human has very nice human babies.
Oh, what?
Have, you know, really made her proud. And
okay, that's points off for creepiness.
Unless you're foreseeing the future.
Yeah. Well, okay, points on for, like, clairvoyance. Or, no, not clairvoyance. What's it called?
Reenacting Interstellar.
Yeah. all right, I think that was well. Now we'll go to a human.
I appreciate the duality of your vocal acumen.
Whoa. Okay. Points off for spaciness. All right, but okay, and now finally we turn to Pa.
So who's left? Vince?
Yeah, sure.
I think only in the background. I think that's very impressive.
That's very impressive.
Thanks.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe I should be higher.
Yeah, that's that is impressive for Vince that he can shut up for a second.
Oh my god. More than I can say for you, man.
Well, yeah, I'm the host.
You're a host. You know,
people want to hear from me.
If you want to hear from Ben, call in to 862-234-0491.
Thanks for saying that number again, Vince. I knew you would slip up. What was I gonna say? Now everybody has to go around and say something nice about me. Anyway, you can all just jump in. Don't have to raise your hand. All right.
It's too hard.
You're funny.
Oh, okay. Well, that's obviously okay. Points off for dishonesty.
They're finished.
Piano. Can you play a show?
We don't have one in the studio here, but I was doing some jazz earlier, so that was, you know, just go back and listen to the break from the previous segment, and you'll hear it pretty well. But all right, let's introduce our panel discussion today. We haven't gone to the science corner in a while. I feel like some of us on this podcast are qualified to talk about that, especially well. So, how do you guys feel about? Would you go to Mars if they offered it to you?
No.
All right. Moving on.
As I went on the space ride at Epcot, where it, like, simulates the what it's like to go to space, and it didn't feel good and made my eyes water and made me feel nauseous afterwards. And if that's what going to space feels like, I don't ever want to feel like that again.
But what if you just went straight to Mars without being in space?
Great point. Response.
Can I sit llamas there?
Can you breed llamas there? Was that your question?
Yeah. May I breed my llamas there?
May you? I think this really is a can you question. For once, that was correct. I don't know. Maybe if they wore little llama spacesuits.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah, I think
yes,
so.
Yes, you can. You may.
You can and you may.
Wait, Tanya, when you were at Epcot, did you feel like... Tanya? Did you go to the Prague section?
Who's Tanya?
Or, I don't know, man. I'm just over here. I'll just clean up these papers or whatever.
Yeah, there's so many papers. I have the transcripts from every episode of the show printed out over there.
I have to go through every one to make sure it's not important.
To make sure.
Double-sided?
No, I don't. And at one point, I dropped them all over the floor, and they all got mashed together.
Did
so
you
now
number
it's like,
them?
No, they're not numbered.
Yeah, so you should recreate the show reading them in the order they're in now.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good show.
Go ahead, Vince. Can you read them just like, you know, whatever order it's in right now?
Okay, let's see. Page 69.
No, they're not numbered. Oh, that was, sorry. That was dialogue for one of the episodes.
Yes.
I
okay. And then Ben. Vince. Ben. The rest of the page is blank.
Okay, but you know, I know there are a lot of blank pages, but you have to make sure to get them back in their original order.
It's like building a sky in a puzzle.
Building a what?
Like when you're doing a puzzle and you have to do all like the white.
Oh, the sky. Okay, I get it.
What font is it in?
Yeah, Vince, can you remind me?
It's Courier New.
How yeah. spacious.
Well, no, I do remember that at one point I was using Courier Old, I think back at the beginning, so maybe that'll help
you. That was at the old studio.
Yeah, that's right. The old studio. We at some point we got a new printer, so that's what sets the font.
Upgrade.
The accountant, he does a puzzle upside down.
What?
Remember the accountant?
Oh, was that good?
It was good. It was fine.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Is that Ben Affleck?
Yeah, there's a scene where it's just a montage of him accounting.
That's compelling. Yeah, great. Thank you, Montas. Okay. Anyway.
Well, I was wondering why Vince is talking so much despite being fired.
He's helping. I mean, he's really here to help you guys learn the ropes because, you know, it's hard to. There's a lot that goes into being a host,
but
as like, you can see.
Like, why would I want to learn from someone that didn't make the cut?
Well, he made the cut for a while. I mean, although it was a pretty quick decline, I have to say.
You can learn from his mistakes.
Yeah, exactly. So it's more like a learn what not to do kind of thing.
That's why I'm collecting strikes.
you got quite the collection. All right, so we have one vote for not going to Mars, one vote for llamas going to Mars, and I think another vote separately for Epcot sucks. I really thought you were going to say when I went to Epcot and you went to the thing that teaches you what it's like to be really bored.
What? The best.
Whoa, okay. Ooh, controversial.
Epcot is boring.
Disagreement. All right. Third panelist?
There's no roller coasters.
Exactly. What about Test Track?
Test
Track is the best.
When I was there, I went on Test Track like 30 times.
And you get to go around the world.
That's true. I heard when you're an adult, it's a lot better because you like drink or something.
Around the world with Katie Weaver.
Who's Katie Weaver?
Oh my god, that's a big noob question.
Yeah, I don't care. You have to tell me, even though it's a noob question.
Oh man, just Google it. She's a writer.
All right, I'm gonna Google Katie Weaver. The rest of you talk about Katie Weaver.
I'm Googling Katie Weaver.
I think
he's a professional psychic medium at 12listen.com.
Rich, what's his name, was also there.
Rich, who?
The Rich that works at Gawker, or formerly worked at. I don't know what his deal is.
Yeah, they're dead now, of course. Do you guys how to who I didn't know what to think about that because like I didn't really like Gawker or the guy who founded it, and like that whole sex tape thing seemed stupid. Like, why did they do that? But on the other hand, I don't know if they should have gone on a business for it.
Yeah, exactly. Like even if what they did was stupid, it seems ridiculous to try to shut down a company via lawsuit.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, like, I don't know. And, like, the stupid thing about, like, there was the whole thing in his defense about how, like, it was invading his privacy because, like, although he's a public figure and named Hulk Hogan, and his name is actually Hulk Hogan, I mean, it's not actually, I guess.
Right.
But anyway, like, he was, like, playing himself, basically. Like, he was a character. Whereas the sex, like, that was his defense, that, like...
in the video.
Or, I guess not in the video, but like, well, okay, the thing was because like he always in his public appearances like talked explicitly about his sex life, but then like that was a character.
Hogan was talking about his sex
life. Yeah, so Hulk Hogan talks about his sex life, and because of that being a character,
therefore it's still an invasion of privacy to videotape the real guy having sex.
Right, because that tape was not his character.
Right.
Isn't Hulk Hogan not even the real principal of this story? Like, it was really Peter Thiel who was driving the whole thing?
Right. Well, yeah. It wouldn't have gone anywhere without him.
Future Supreme Court Justice.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that really? I hadn't heard that.
But he was floated.
I didn't even hear that.
He's going to run for governor of California.
Oh my god. Maybe he should run for governor of, like, whatever private island he owns.
So here's this guy who's best friends with Donald Trump who can just, like, force you to shut down your company because he doesn't like you.
Right.
That's really good for freedom of the press.
Yeah, exactly. Good thing the Benavent Show is still here to do the investigative journalism that the people are looking for. So, yeah, did you guys bring some scoops to this... segment.
Yeah, I heard Vince was quitting so that he could sue you.
Oh my god.
I told you not to tell him.
Vince, how can you do this?
I heard Vince is starting another show called the Vince Ben Show.
Who, Vince, can you deny these allegations? I've known you long enough to know that you would never betray me like this.
Yeah, you're one to talk, man.
Yeah. I am. I'm doing it.
And I'm also one to talk. So that's why you should not fire me.
The subtitle of this show, the Benavent Show, One's to Talk. I think that would be good.
Two to talk.
Two to talk. It takes two to talk. Sometimes it takes five to talk.
I'm not fired.
So what else is going on, guys?
We're an exciting bunch.
Yeah, the show's not going to work without Vince.
That can't be right. He got fired, remember?
Can I rehire him?
I already like took him out of the system. It would be a whole deal. Like, I don't think I could get him his same email address back if I tried to
get your secretary to do it.
He was my secretary.
Did you have him sign a non-compete?
Oh, I didn't think of that. Shit. He's gonna go work for Gawker. Wait, I mean
Gawker? All right,
I guess I'm safe.
Yeah, there's no competition, so
Yeah, exactly. Last podcast. Yeah. Do you guys listen to other podcasts?
Yes.
Kind of, or sorry, Well listens to a lot.
So does Pop.
A lot of podcasts. My favorite one just ended. It was really sad.
Oh, you mean because Vince quit?
Yes. And
I
my
didn't quit. Day, I got fired.
So it's a sad day. My two favorite podcasts finished.
That is sad. But you don't even have to drive to work, do you?
No, I have like a 15-minute commute, so it's really tough to listen to podcasts.
I was gonna say.
Agreed. Yeah.
Agreed.
I have a long walk.
A human, do you work out of your home?
I also have a 15-minute walk.
Man, you guys suck. I have to say that.
Yeah, I'm so lucky to have a 50-minute drive.
Yeah, so you can listen to all the best podcasts. Yeah. Have you, are you publishing a thesis or something?
Something.
Maybe in like November.
That sounds good. How do you feel about the people hating scientists?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. They've always hated scientists. I don't think it's different.
The same people.
Yeah, that's it.
How do you feel about open access journals and open data?
Ooh, good question.
Everything should be open access and open data and code also.
But then how will the journals make money?
Donations.
Yeah, I don't know.
Donations.
Sure. Well, government funding.
Scientific articles.
What?
Without editors, who will rewrite the poorly written articles?
Good, I think, yeah, maybe it can be grant driven or something. I don't know.
I can see you've thought this out. Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if the government is going to fund any science anymore.
Yeah, definitely not this one.
Yeah.
Oh, they just passed a bunch of money for NIH.
Oh, yeah?
Well tied, some other stuff.
Yeah, tied to doing a bunch of really crappy pharmaceutical stuff.
Oh, God. So,
yeah, awesome. One of those things.
Sweet. Yeah.
So
can you provide me evidence that that evolution is real and the Earth is round?
But the Earth isn't round, so it's gonna be a tough one.
Okay. So how, can you provide me evidence to the contrary?
I got to the end once.
Oh yeah, what was there?
Just a cliff, you know, just stopped.
Wow. And then you didn't, I mean, you just turned around.
What else was I supposed to do?
I got Snapchat when you got to the end of the world.
I was gonna say, like, you didn't even take a picture.
You know, cell reception was bad. So.
I got the Snapchat, but it was like 3 days late.
Oh man. See, I knew they were lying that they delete stuff off the servers. Clearly they were storing it for 3 days.
They probably stored all on your servers.
On the Benevent servers?
Yeah.
Oh man. I've been seeing some suspicious activity on there. I assumed it was just Vince trying to steal stuff before he left. Wait, what was this? I read about some like data, you know, backup or archive solution that like stores some of your data on other people's computers. I mean, I know this was a joke in Silicon Valley, but like I saw a real one like this.
I mean, all this the seems jokes like a... on Silicon Valley are based on real things.
Right. This seems like a horrible idea, doesn't it?
I mean, it presumably keeps such small pieces that it doesn't matter, right?
I don't know about that. I mean, because who's using this one?
Well, probably no one right now.
Yeah, exactly. So that, like, if you join and, like, one other person joins, then you each have half of each other's data.
That's why you have to get billions of people to join.
All right, so we'll all reevaluate this once they have a billion users.
But also, isn't that like how Bitcoin information is stored anyway already?
Well, so this is why you shouldn't be using Bitcoin? No, I don't know. I don't use Bitcoin, is what I'm saying. What?
How do you gamble online then?
Oh, if I don't use Bitcoin? Yeah, I just use like whatever the Filipino currency is. That seems to be accepted at a lot of gambling sites.
What do you do when Russian hackers take all your data hostage and demand Bitcoin? Happens all the time, right?
Yeah. That's right.
Do they take Dogecoin?
I always back up my data by going out to the middle of nowhere at night and then extending an antenna out of my arm towards a satellite.
What is that from?
Westworld? Or is that something different?
It's from my wife.
Okay. Vince is a cyborg.
No wonder he has no interest in human.
Who said he? Oh, in a human?
A human.
The A is short for Anthony, right?
I have no interest in any of you taking my job.
Really? I mean, don't you want to see your legacy be carried on, like, successfully?
Yeah, by me.
It's not a legacy, then. Then it's just you. No one wants that.
But, okay, could you carry on your own legacy if you had a job, then left, and came back, and, like, saved whatever thing?
You mean like Grover Cleveland?
No, like Steve Jobs. You're describing Steve Jobs.
Yeah, Steve Jobs, for example.
I don't think it was his own legacy then. I think it was just him again.
Yeah. You right. I mean? Doesn't it?
Huh. Do you guys also feel like Apple has no more ideas after he died?
That's what it seems like.
Yes, agreed. Consensus.
You're telling me $200 disposable headphones isn't an idea?
Okay, also, what's up with this Nintendo thing happening?
Are you not? You don't like it? It seems off your alley.
I'm not sure. It seems complicated. And I like
mean, it has Zelda on it. You're going to get it.
Well, but I already have the previous one, and Zelda's going to be on that one, too.
Oh,
so.
Never mind, then.
Yeah, although that one right now is unusable for me because the hard drive is not big enough.
You should store some data on someone else's computer.
I guess so. I guess that is the perfect solution for my situation. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, how often are you doing, like, I don't know if you watch the trailer or whatever. How often is anyone doing any of those things in the trailer? I mean, I guess the answer is never right now because the thing is not out yet, but...
I think they can celebrate the fact that people want to imagine themselves doing those things.
Do they, though? Who's like, yeah, I don't know. I'm skeptical.
Right? Like, people are like, oh, yeah, I could totally have friends and...
I could totally just see a roof party happening, like, out of my window.
Yeah, I have access to a roof deck always.
Yeah, and then they'll just, like, wave me over and I'll be like... He let me leave the video game behind.
That's got to be some kind of like nerd fantasy, though, right? Like,
okay, I guess is that who they're targeting?
Isn't it
nerds? Who wants to sell things to nerds? I saw this guy at my work today. I had never noticed this before, but when he's like not actively doing something on his computer, like maybe just reading something, he's just like clicking all over the screen and like click, 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 drag. And someone else is like, what are you doing? And they're like, oh, you used to play, like, League of Legends or whatever? And he was like, oh, yeah. I guess that's just a thing.
Yeah, I guess I thought he just had, like, some crazy Twitch. But
right.
Yeah.
No, it was...
I always just open and close tabs.
Do you?
Like, I'll, like, open a tab and then, like, and then go to Twitter and then immediately close it before the page even loads.
Yeah, I do that too because I like instinctively open tabs to distract myself and then I realize I don't actually want to like do whatever thing.
Wow, you guys are insane.
Yeah, so I instinctively click like, you know, Command T, then R, E, like for Reddit and close it.
Yep.
Or I finish typing it.
Have we talked about on the podcast yet how is anyone else find it incomprehensible that Serena Williams is engaged to the founder of Reddit?
Wait, she is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why is that incomprehensible?
It's just, like, so weird. Like,
she's just, like, way too famous for that.
Or, like, what do they even have in common?
Maybe the guy likes tennis. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. They can go play tennis. I'm sure that would be fun. No, I mean, I guess, you know, like, who knows about people's personalities, but it's just, like, such a, you know, strange matchup.
Yeah. I guess really we just know so little about them that
yeah.
They might be great.
That's mostly what I think about Serena Williams, that she's unknowable.
One of our interview questions.
What'd you say?
Is this one of our interview questions?
Yeah. Who has the best take on Serena Williams, Alexis, whatever, marriage?
Ohanian.
There you go. Okay. Points to human knowledge.
Sorry, a human.
Anyway, okay. Here's another thing that I have to say. I went on Reddit, like, you know, I don't use Reddit, but, you know, occasionally someone will link me to something on there or whatever. It's fine. I went to the homepage the other day for the first time, I think ever. Mm-hmm. I mean, based on that experience, can anyone justify why that site is not terrible?
Well, if you have an account on it, right, the homepage is catered to you.
Okay, so you're saying that, like, specific parts of it are...
Yeah, so you don't see the same things that other people see.
Paw's got a lot of, like, cute animal videos on it.
I see.
So, like, that's great.
That's great. It was weird to me how much, like, outright misogynism there was. Yeah, just, like, there.
I got all the alright stuff, you know? It's a good combination.
That's very strange to me. Also, I realized I made up a word there, but that's okay.
What was it?
Misogynism. That sounds more correct, though, doesn't it?
Corrector, you mean?
Yeah, exactly. More corrector. Alright. So
I've been on Reddit either, but I did get a news feed from it the other day about one of my neighbors around here. This is, like, really old news.
Well, you have
from
neighbors
about half
in New Jersey?
Pardon?
You have neighbors in New Jersey?
Not around here, Vince.
New Jersey.
Sorry,
I'll
go back to cleaning.
Well, one of the neighbors here 6 months ago punched a cop. And I was like, what? Why would you punch a cop? Why would a lawyer punch a cop? Because they went out at 10 p.m. patrolling their own parks, yelling at Pokemon Go players that the park is closed.
Wait, the lawyer went out or the cop went out?
The lawyer went out to the park to say, hey guys, the park's closed, get out of here.
And the cop told the lawyer to leave?
Then all the people were like, why? And then they threatened them with a knife.
Ooh.
And then the people were like... Then the people told the police, and the police came knocking on the door and then tried to arrest her.
And then she punched him?
And then she was like, you're not arresting me, and then shoved and punched away.
This person would seem to have bad judgment.
To practice law.
Yeah, they really dug their own hole there.
Yeah.
Wait, what does that have to do with Reddit, though?
I found the news on Reddit.
Did the lawyer go on Reddit and be like, you know, hey, I punched a cop, why is this bullshit and I should be in trouble?
Yeah.
Well, just saying, Reddit's a better news feed than Fox.
Yeah. I think a good AMA would be like, I tried to stab some Pokemon Go players, ask me anything. People would have so many questions.
They might have, like, two questions.
Yeah, like one question. Yeah. Why?
Why? It seems like pretty much all of these could be like, I'm an asshole, ask me anything. what happened with this lawyer that they just, like, snapped, you know? Because I bet these people have been in their park for a while now, right?
Yeah. I assume it was end of August. Wasn't that, like, the tapering end of Pokemon Go?
I don't remember what the timeline was.
Not an excuse to threaten them with a knife and punch a police.
Kept up all night over and over again by people.
Pokemon Goers aren't, like, loud.
Yeah, it's not really, like, a high volume activity. Maybe the lawyer was just trying to get all the Pokemon.
They were hoarding them.
They were trying to steal them from the players, from the kids. Yeah. And then the cop showed up. And they were like...
Maybe the cop was trying to steal all the Pokemon Go.
I think we need to get this person on an AMA right away. If you're listening, lawyer, call in 862-234-09. Damn it.
Wait, what is this phone number?
That's why you need Vince.
Yeah. Okay. Vince has the ability to say 10 numbers in a row. which I lack. 862-234-0491. Nice. Call in. Leave a message. I mean, be on the air live. All right.
You guys don't do voicemail or anything?
You can do both. We support both functionality. Yeah. All right. Let's go to a break.
Wait, have you seen this?
No, let's not go to a break. Overruled. Why? Have I seen what?
This paper that was on Eric Heisen's desk?
He had a lot of papers. You know, at some point I did go and look at every single one of them. But
it's like there was all these transcripts of the show, and then there's this paper that just says, like, Eric Heisen's will.
Oh, okay, yeah, I think he, you know, that wasn't there when I was looking before, because he was still alive. So, wow, that's a great find. Maybe he left me something.
Okay, let me see what it says. In the event that the Obscure Porn Corporation is sold to Ben Strauss or Vince or any other person, the following conditions shall be in effect. Blah, 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 blah.
Cookies
blah,
for
blah.
Everyone? Is that in there?
I don't see it. There's something about HG Interactive LLC. okay, here we go. Thereafter, hereunto.
Standard, boilerplate.
Okay. It says, no man who repaireth thither is a Vince is in danger of being fired from the podcast.
Wait a second. Let me read that again. The paper was really crinkly. I think we need to get Michael Stamm on here to analyze this, because if I'm thinking that you're interpreting this the way you're interpreting this, I don't like where you're going with this.
He's totally saying I can't get fired.
No, I'm going to appeal that. He's not dead.
No, it just says if he sells the company to you.
Oh, okay, that's good, because he definitely is dead.
What?
Is he still paying the bills?
Yeah, I think he left like a trust fund that... But hang on a sec. I can't believe this can't be right. Vince, I don't know about this. I think he's right. Guys, what can I do about this?
Resurrect Eric Heisen.
Yeah, you'll have to bring him back.
Yeah, maybe he can write a new will.
Sounds like I'm back in the game.
But it sounds like in the meantime, I have no choice.
In the meme time?
Wow, great. Good job.
Mayonnaise.
Vince, are you trying to take back your spot?
Never.
I don't know why I should. Tell me why I should want to work with you after how you've treated me these last few hours.
Yeah, I don't think you want to. I think you
want. Nobody
does.
No, I do.
Now, my reverse psychology didn't work.
Now I have the power to not follow orders and just dick off and do whatever I want because I can't get fired.
Shit! Oh my god, this is the worst.
How are you gonna make ends meet?
Looking forward to a great season 5.
No. Ugh, another 100 episodes with this asshole. All right, well, thanks for coming on, everyone.
Yeah, thanks for not hiring us after this.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can still hire somebody. Maybe we can have three person, or I don't know.
I guess I'll leave that decision to you.
Tri-host? Well, I'm not the boss. You're still the boss. I just don't have to do anything you say.
I know, but this whole thing has demoralized me so much that
I don't have hiring and firing powers. I just have hiring and firing immunity. Which I guess is a form of power.
That's definitely a power. All right, I guess I'll evaluate all your applications.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll let you know within a week. Don't hold your breath.
Oh, I'm still really hopeful.
Oh, man. All right, well, just don't die.
I'm going to break that Guinness Book of World Records for breath holding.
Separately, a human is on the show, too. To get into the Guinness Book of World Records.
That doesn't sound very human.
Did you start yet?
I think
that means yes. All right. Well, we'll check back with you in another 5 hours. I think that's the current record.
What is the record?
I don't know. Hey, Vince, can you look that up?
You don't have to do anything.
I don't feel like it.
No!
Are you ready?
I am going to look it up, though, because I want to know.
All right, you do feel like it.
22 minutes? What?
Is it really?
It's the first thing that comes up on the internet.
Yeah, 20 minutes by Stig Severinsen.
Sounds Scandinavian.
And 22 seconds.
But this is like when people breathe in pure oxygen first.
Oh, that's cheating.
Oh, really? I mean, like, that actually somehow does something?
I don't know. That's what it seems like from the internet.
Somebody's telling me it's Blaze. And that the actual time is 24 minutes.
And 3 seconds.
Right.
Oh, is this... Is
still listening. Aliex.
No, that was a human, while holding their breath, is still able to do research.
Well, very impressive.
Maybe that's a separate record. Most amount of research done while holding breath. This picture on here...
Is that counted in the number of facts found? Like,
yeah, this picture is definitely of a plastic dummy, right?
I really thought it was like a rotted corpse at first. Oh, and it just happened like a year ago or less. I guess that makes sense.
Oh, man, February 28th.
Oh, wait, that's not a plastic.
No, I think it's the guy. No, it is a plastic. It's the guy in the foreground who set the record, and he's just looking at that thing for, like, inspiration.
That's really creepy.
Yeah, what even is this? Reverse image search. No other images found. Best guess for this image, Dive Master.
Dive Master. The first comment on this is, wow.
Wow.
Wait, the next one is, wow, I thought it was 3 seconds. Like, what's with these comments?
I know. What is with these comments?
Wait, yeah. Thought it was 3 seconds?
Maybe they meant 3 minutes. Mine currently is 2 minutes. I must start doing cardio and breathing exercises and see if I can beat your time. Like, I don't know if you're going to make it, dude.
My best was 3:30. No way.
Good reaction.
I guess, like, I had no preconception of what the comments section in the Guinness Book of World Records would look like. But now I know. It's terrible.
Oh, my record is...
Is that no longer affiliated with the Guinness beer?
I doubt it.
You doubt that it is, or you doubt that it isn't?
I just doubt it. I doubt that it is.
And they have the world's largest Nerf gun.
How big is it?
It's like bigger than a man.
Oh. I mean, but that's not really impressive. I mean, like, they could just manufacture a bigger one, you know?
Well, until they do, that guy's gonna have the record.
The longest nose on a living person measures 8.8 centimeters.
No, that's largest mouth gape in the world.
Mouth gape?
Yeah, 8.8 centimeters.
Wow, that's a coincidence.
Maybe it's not.
The only these people should meet. It's the only person who could eat that guy's nose.
Most tattooed person.
Pod is now researching other Guinness records.
Sorry,
yeah, man. I think we're all doing that. Sadly, the widest mouth is 17 centimeters. This is horrifying.
No, it's not a widest mouth.
Well, how's that measured? Like, just like
big ass mouth,
tooth to tooth, or like?
I think it's like
your lip.
Size of squishy, like size of ball you can fit. I don't like diameter.
I guess I'm gonna view this record to find out more. Oh man, this is crazy. It doesn't have any more details.
Getting this job. What are we doing here?
I'm still hopeful.
So in the next episode, you'll have to find something to break.
Oh, did you finish holding your breath?
I ran out of oxygen.
How long was
that? That was like 25 minutes, right?
Yeah, it felt like it.
Wow. Steven has a nice podcast voice.
I think we all do.
I think hers is the best.
Wow. All right. Good reviews.
I'm backing Vince.
What?
You're what? You think Vince has the best voice?
I'm just backing him.
Okay.
Back that Vince up.
I side with Ahmed.
Who's that?
The clock kid.
Martin Turner's new name.
Oh.
You mean like the clock bomb kid?
Yeah. Well, a lot of people were not siding with him, but I side with him.
We appreciate your support.
I think he made a nice clock, and how would you like to bring it to the White House?
Yeah. All right, well, Vince, you want to finish this one off since it's you again?
It's me again.
Well, we want to thank our fans, you know. That's really what it comes down to. And what better way to thank them than by having 100% of them onto the show. Yeah, it's been a great 9.5 years. Well, we'll see you again in the future.
Okay. Get pumped for season 5, man. We're gonna enter a new era.
Yeah, yet another new era.
Is the studio moving again?
To be determined.
Do you think the internet will exist after this new president?
The internet? I think the internet is, like, sadly one of the few things that will continue to exist.
But what if it, like, gets full of spam and marketing and pharmaceuticals?
I mean, it already is that.
What if it gets filled with sand?
That's even worse.
More confetti,
that would be good.
You mean like a pinata internet?
Every click makes a pinata explode.
Explode. Earlier we were talking about what would be our favorite explosion, or like if we had to die in an explosion, what explosion would it be?
So
I think pinata is a great answer. I think the only other answer we had was like we started talking about pressure cookers instead. So, that's pretty good.
Instant pots?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Nice.
All right. Thanks for coming on, everyone. We'll see you next time on The Ben and Vince Show.